following is an exclusive of ECU Radio at MadhouseLive.com.
Smoke weed every day.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre's solo album, The Handicap Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map, and D12's back. Hey. Any nigga pop shit, get his ass smacked. What? I got two lesbians.
And hey, what's up, everybody? Oh, there we go, that's better. You're listening to The Madhouse. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining in. It is 9:43 p.m., so I'm not starting as late as usual, but then again, I'm not starting on time. Trying to grab that music now. What's up, Milkman? How you doing?
All right, man. What are you saying, Carlito?
Not much. We're all here. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. This is, what night is this? Athena, is this my second or third night without smoking weed?
Second.
Second? It's only been two? Damn it.
Well, let's see. It was third because last night I couldn't hear you. I was just listening to the stream, so it'd be third.
No, it's the second because I announced it on Recluse show. That's right.
Okay, yeah.
And that was Tuesday
announced
night.
On the last show.
That was on the hand release. Hang on.
Okay, okay.
Damn it. Okay, good. Phone is working. I forgot to check the phone until the last minute. So the phone system is working. And in a second, I will activate the toll-free line, but not just yet, because we're going to talk first for a little bit, and then we'll get to prank calls. Actually, Nunu has that information. We need to do a prank call for Nunu that I asked him to help me out with getting the number. Did you get me that number yet?
I am getting it now.
Okay. All right, anyway, everybody, we're here with me, Carlito. It's Thursday night, as usual. You're listening to The Madhouse. Here with my girlfriend, Athena. Athena, scream hi. There you go. I don't know if you guys heard that, but that's Athena and Milkman, of course, joining. Andy is not here tonight. He had to work a late night for a catering job and bullshit and whatnot, so he's actually going to stay home and drink, and he might be listening to the show. Maybe he'll call in. Probably not. He's very afraid of using the phone. But if you do want to join in a second, I'll activate the toll-free line. Just give me a little bit to get things set up here, and then we'll be happy to take your calls and do live prank calls. I don't see Lonesome on, though, unfortunately. Lonesome Loser is not in the chat room yet. I'm sure he'll join us later.
No.
Yeah, but he's such a good provider. But if you want to join in the madness, go to kdkprankcalls.com. Once again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. And you can join in the chat room through there. And send me your confirmed numbers, hopefully confirmed. If you can, please try to confirm them. If not, I'll still try, but they may not work. Other than that, you can also reach us here at Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is also your link to get a hold of me on Google Talk if you're a user of that. Google Talk, Madhouse Radio, Madhouse PCU Radio for Yahoo Instant Messenger listeners, Madhouse PCU Radio, and Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com is MSN Messenger to reach me. All this information is on the homepage of the show, which is MadhouseLive.com. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. Click around. The archive section is not up to date. I do have all the archives ripped, for the most part, with the exception of what will be tonight's show. I plan on tonight, first thing after the show ends, I will do the best update possible to fix the broken links on the site. I would have done it now, but I didn't have enough time before the show started, so I think I've got 3 episodes worth of shows, including the special edition from the Hurricane show we did. Sunday night. Yeah, as everybody knows, we had the Hurricane Wilma come through the state here in Florida where I live, and thankfully, we didn't get hit as bad, but I was not able to do a show on Monday morning through the hurricane. It didn't work out. But we made it through pretty unscathed. We had horrible weather here, but it was a lot worse down south in the Miami area. Very horrible. They still don't have power. They still don't have gas. I work for a company that does transportation, and I've got contacts down in South Florida, and they've given me horror stories of how it is down there right now. So I feel for anybody, well, nobody's listening right now in South Florida, but my best goes out to my competition, Mr. Blackout, who, as I take it, has been unheard of since Monday night, since he did his last show.
Blacked out.
Blackout is blacked out. He's literally in a blackout, so.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and he's actually not broadcasting tonight, so I'm assuming that
no B.O.
Yeah, but we don't want to wish ill on him. Of course, he's our competition. He's on usually at this same time, but want to wish him the best, and hopefully he's okay and makes it through without a problem. Hopefully he gets some
progress. That's right.
So that's for Black. Anyway.
A gentleman, a scholar, our man Carlito.
Yes, exactly. I don't hate. And we've got who? We got Fred Phelps's number. Fred Phelps is a very bigoted Christian minister. Where is that 75? I got to find out exactly where he's from, but we're going to try to call him early for Nunu. Also, let me ask you real quick, Milkman. Last night on KDK's Psychobabble, there's a lot of talk. A lot of people in the chat room right now are saying they missed it. A lot of people who saw it, who were there for it last night. I was not. I was passed out.
Oh, man.
But a lot of people that were there for it say it was incredulous. Want to bring us up to speed with what happened?
It was.
All right.
Well, okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Yesterday, I've had for all last day or so, I've been having major PC problems. Did a reformat, and I could just listen. I couldn't get into the chat or anything. I didn't have Winamp or StreamRipper installed, so I'm listening off the browser, and the night's going pretty good. And anyway, somehow or another, you know, Prankmaster's been calling in, getting banned, coming in. So finally, Solar got PO'd about it, because what happened was that Prankmaster evidently got all his numbers, Solar's phone numbers, out of his telephone while he was asleep, I guess, during that Zolar Lunatic Fringe episode.
Right.
Well, after he took all the numbers out, then I guess he's been using them randomly at different times to give numbers to people and da-da-da-da to cause havoc, I guess, for Zolar, from what I understand. Well, KDK had came on and admitted that he was kind of like... how should I say? He had suggest. PM asked him. He goes, "Should I get the numbers or not?" And he said, "Yes."
Okay.
So, you know, KDK apologized about that. Zolar had threatened that if Prankmaster's not pulled, his IP blocked, pulled from the chat room, blocked from the forums, and blocked from listening if possible, that Zolar would not do any more shows for PCU.
Okay, so some drama, obviously.
So the big handle dropped.
Okay.
So anyway, that's just the opener. That's
okay.
Just the opener for what's about to happen.
Right.
So right after that, then, they got Prankmaster on the phone, and KDK started doing like a line of Perry Mason questioning, man. I swear to God, like Ironsides or something, man. You know, I was proud, man. He was rolling around that wheelchair. You know, he would say one thing and he'd ask another question before he finished the other one.
Okay.
Well, poor Prankmaster got caught up and tripped over his feet and told so many stories he couldn't keep track of all of them.
Oh, shit.
Well, when it was all said and done then, basically, he admitted that he did do something and still kind of half claimed he didn't. And, you know, pretty well, in the end, it's, you know, pretty well, it was supposedly an accident. He was out on the lake, is a story, with some little girl, I guess a 12-year-old or something, on a raft, maybe. Some version of that. Something happened with the girl. Anyway, he was supposedly lifting her up on the raft. This is a sordid tale, oh my God.
Okay.
Supposedly helping her up on the raft, and accidentally his finger slipped in her.
Oh, accidentally.
Front side.
That's such an easy accident.
I mean, you know, come on, man. I mean, you know, that's some pretty damn good aiming there for an accident, but
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah,
that's the claim.
Yeah.
And he was denying it, and it went out over the air, and finally, I guess, you know, in a roundabout way, he finally admitted it.
Wow. Well, so the truth came out finally. KDK did some pretty good.
KDK, I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. KDK extracted the information.
Right.
It was worse than pulling teeth. So as far as I know, he's not be in the chat room anymore. He's allowed to call in on the telephone, and that's about it.
Well, I don't know. He can't hear the show. I know that he's on the ban list for the server. I'm looking right now at the administrator page. I don't see it there, but I know from what I hear, he's banned from listening to the server. He can't connect to the shoutcast server. He's banned from the chat room, and I believe he's banned from the forums also. So for the most part, he's out of touch with PCU.
His browser or anything like that.
I don't think so. It's an IP. It's an IP block. I don't know. I know Madman and Satan, they know what they're doing. So I'm pretty sure if they say they banned him, they banned him. You know, from the chat room at least. And it's just a thing where he's coming in and he's just getting kicked and he's getting made fun of.
He's using proxies.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to stop. It's time. I mean, if that's how it went down last night, let's, you know what I mean? It's over. It's over. You know what I mean?
Over. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to find another hobby.
I hate that happen.
Yeah.
You know, he's a friend of the show. He's a friend of all of PCU.
Yeah.
But, you know, what he did is shameful. And, you know, a lot of people just can't, you know, cannot live with it and don't want to deal with it. And, you know, I feel bad, you know. I guess it's just like with a murderer, you know, if you ever get out of jail for murdering somebody, you're always marked a murderer, you know, no matter who you try to be today.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's how long has this been going on now for what? I'm thinking a month and a half.
Close to, at least a month or two. At least a month or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. If he calls in, I'm not going to put him on the air anymore, is what I'm saying. You know, for the most part, because...
Yeah.
I don't want to get into this crap anymore with him calling in or
anything. I mean, you know, as much as I like Prankmaster and everything, I don't care for what he did if that's true. And I think, you know, you're making a wise decision because all it's going to do is just inflame the thing more.
Yeah, it's going to antagonize
every time
antagonize
we talk
people.
To him, you know, then everybody wants to call in and starts cutting jokes on him and da-da-da-da. You know, it's not worth all the hassle anymore.
Okay.
And, you know, Prankmaster needs Prankmaster, you know, he's my friend, but... He needs to, you know, make the adjustment and get over PCU. It's not that big a deal, you know.
Yeah,
there's other things in life besides, you know, doing prank calls and stuff.
Well, it might be a good thing for him just to get out there and find another hobby or find something else or find real friends who are not on the internet or whatever it is. I don't know if for some reason he is listening now, best to him, but I've got to stop it on my end. I don't want to alienate anybody else who doesn't like him. From listening to the show, and it's too much at this point. It's been going on for too long. So from now on, this is the last you're going to hear about Prankmaster on the show. If what you're telling is true, and of course I trust you and everybody else in the chat room.
Oh, it is. I would have ripped it. I mean, I have to say this was probably singularly the most moving episode ever.
Wow.
Singly moving episode of PCU. It had me literally in chills.
Wow. Because
Ellie called in after that.
Yeah.
And very delicately explained her experience.
Right,
with
which I've heard of. Yeah, I've heard of.
With thing that happened in her family over, sexual incidences between family members.
So she said, she's coming from the vantage point
she's
where
she's coming from a real, real, real tough place with it.
Yeah. Well, her view, but the thing, it's not a joke to her like it might be to everybody else. It's not something. You know, we all talk about it, and it's a joke. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. But for her, it's serious. So let's just call it on Prankmaster, the final verdict. He's banned from PCU. He can't listen. He can't be in the chat room. He can't join in the forums. Right. And that's it. As far as I know, if Phoenix was best for him, he's not going to call the show because I'm just not going to put him on. And I have the ability to block numbers from calling. I have call blocking on the toll-free line. He's got my personal number, and I'm not going to put him through that either. So if he tries calling in, I'll put him on once and I say, hey, look, I can't put you on. If he tries calling again, then...
That's it.
Then whatever. Okay, so let's move on. Positive things. Okay,
right.
So
let's move on, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Lonesome Loser, who's finally joined the chat room, and he's already coming through with the numbers as usual. Thank you very much, sir. I've got numbers for Mr. Dick R. Blood, with an E at the end. Bloody. we got Chin Q Harry, and we got Violet Busty. All confirmed numbers is normal in his professional style. He's the most professional call confirmer that we have on PCU.
He's good.
Hell yeah, most definitely. So thank you very much, Lonson. We'll be calling your numbers very soon. And also, yeah, so what Monday's, this is the last Madhouse before Halloween, isn't it?
Yay!
Yeah.
Not in the last Madhouse. Yay, Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, for Halloween. It's not the last. No. I never really got into Halloween. My mom was very Christian, and she didn't want me to be celebrating how morbid it was. Uh-huh. You know what? I always ended up getting in trouble either the day before or the day of Halloween.
Uh-huh.
When I was in school, and I would always end up not being able to trick-or-treat. I think it was just an excuse for my mom not to have to drive me around or whatever, or take me around, you know. So she'd always find an excuse not to let me do it, so... And she's also the woman who was against water guns, and if I bought a water gun with my own money, I'd have it for a few days, and she'd find it and break it in pieces without me knowing.
Oh, no.
Because she was against guns, so I don't know. We have issues. And I'm still seeing counseling for right now.
Oh, my God.
No. Not over my mom. I love my mom. She just tried calling in now. She needs to understand that Thursday nights is Madhouse night. She doesn't need to be calling in. Anyway.
I called Mom ahead of time this time. I told her, hey, look, I'm getting ready to go on the air, and... I'm going to talk to you now while I can, because I won't be able to talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to visit.
Okay.
Okay. Well, have fun. Right. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Great. Well, hey, we're going to try to call, what is this guy's name? Phelps. Can't remember his first name. Oh, shit.
Fred Phelps.
Listen, let me look him up on the internet.
Fred Phelps. Related to Wilma Phelps, the hurricane.
Yeah, no. Fred Phelps, the first I heard of him, I was probably 16 watching 2020, which is one of my favorite shows when I was growing up. It sucks now, but Fred Phelps is this guy. He's actually in Mississippi, imagine that. He's as racist, I wouldn't say racist, but he's got problems. He's a very hateful person.
Wow.
He has a group of, this is his website, believe it or not. It's GodHatesFags.com. Again, that is GodHatesFags.com. This guy is for real. He does not play.
That is hardcore.
Yeah, he harasses people, like, to no end. I'm posting his bio page here in the chat room for everybody. He was in the news about a month ago. He was in the news again this week, and I figured it's about time that I give him a prank call. But I have no idea what to do. You have any ideas for this guy? He claims that AIDS is sent from God to kill fags, to cure homosexuality. Let me read a bit of his bio here. 1951, while preaching at the Arizona Bible Institute. That's Marion's mom. I don't know. He's a five-point Calvinist who urges all people to carefully study and discern what are the signs of the times, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's really weird. He has a website called God Hates America also, apparently. This guy's weird. Yeah, he's very, very weird. And I know he's actually in league. He's in league with a group of Jews who are against Zionism, practically meaning a group of Jews who are pretty much against themselves. Like they're against an Israeli
Lord.
State. I'm serious. There's a group of Jews in America. They're Hasidic Jews. They're practicing Jews, and they demonstrate against Israel being
Hasidics.
A sovereign country.
Okay.
Like, they believe that they should not have their own land. That they should give Palestinians their own land back. And I don't know. There's some twisted people. There's a group for everything out there. That's like me being Puerto Rican and saying I'm against Puerto Rico. I'm against Puerto Ricans having freedom. You know what I mean?
Really?
I don't know. Whatever. What people?
Exactly.
I don't know. So he's friends with them, apparently.
I hate Spanish people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I know, right? God hates Puerto Ricans, and I'm Puerto Rican myself, or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on. So he hates you, right, clown?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well,
what is the mentality of these freaking idiots?
Yeah. True enough.
Man.
The Lord, I'm looking at it, he's got Love Crusades, six daily pickets. They're picketing the funeral of a Catholic Army sergeant, picketing Mikhail Gorbachev, visiting
what?
America and Kansas.
Bird shithead, I loved him.
Yeah. He's got the bird shithead, that's right. He says God
hates
me
and my dad used to call him.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad, he's passed away now, so that one there goes out to dad.
That's what
there's a big high five to
bird
dad.
Shithead,
he's called
right.
bird shit head.
Yay, Dad. Yay, Dad. All right. Well, hey, let's give him a call. Let's stop talking. Let's do a prank call. Let's call this asshole.
Aight.
Plankmass is in the chat room also. No Reclude yet. That's awesome. Let's see. Let me go real quick. Yeah, thank God for Katrina. That's what it was. The thing I saw, the news I saw the other day was in New Orleans, he was picketing. I don't know if it was in New Orleans, but he was supporting Katrina because it was a symbol. He says New Orleans is a symbol of America, a putrid, toxic, stinking cesspool of fat, fecal matter.
What?
Yeah, yeah. I know they were thanking God.
Dude,
for,
I got the idea. I got the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, you can like kind of like maybe like play him along a little bit, and you know, say you're interested in getting affiliated with this organization that. You know, you've got a lot of people out there that are behind you and
Yeah, yeah.
How can we get together and stuff like that? You know, and then break it to him towards the end, and that you guys are a bunch of fags wanting to join his group.
Exactly. There you go. Just kind of switch it up on him, like, aren't you the gay guy?
Well, okay.
Like
just like you said, you know, God hates himself, his own people. So why not let these, you know, why not let these people at the madhouse join in? You know. And they're all gay, and they want to join the I Hate Gay group.
Yeah. So, yeah. There we go. All right. Well. I can do something like that. I think I can work that out. Well, let's give him a call, everybody.
Turn around on him.
Let's turn around and let's see what I can do. Thank you for bearing
some
with
version
me.
Of that.
Yeah, thank you for bearing with me for my 15, 20, 25 minutes of rambling. We'll do some prank calls now. It's now 10:03. We'll be right back in a moment on the Madhouse. Thank you.
There
for,
you go.
Thank you for listening.
Let me know. Holler.
This is not the song I wanted to play. This is not the song I wanted to play.
Let me know. Holler.
I've got a specific number of songs that I like to play every night, and for some reason it never wants to work out for me. Let's try this again.
Mark Phelps, you old bastard.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, ma'am?
Good, what can we do for you?
This is Rodney. I'm calling here from ABC News. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. May I speak with Mr. Phelps, please?
What was it regarding?
Well, I'm calling regarding, we were trying to get an interview with him here.
Okay, tell me more than that.
What do you mean more than that? What do you need to know? Why don't you put me with the man of the house?
The man of the house? You call the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, okay.
You really sound like a professional journalist.
Well, the house...
Work on those professional journalists.
Ma'am, it's the house of God. It's the house of God. Either put me on with God or Mr. Phelps. Hurry up. Goddamn woman. Hello. Oh, God. Jesus H. Christ. Yeah, she did hang up on me, that bitch.
Please enter your destination number now.
Call him right back. Now, that's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now let me guess. You're with the Oprah Winfrey Show.
No, not the Oprah Winfrey Show. She's black.
And what do you want, really? Why don't you just quit playing games and say what you want?
Okay, look, I need to speak with Mr. Phelps. We're thinking about doing a piece regarding religion and politics right now. We'd like his opinion on a few things and maybe even interview him, you know, for primetime news.
Okay.
Okay.
We're not so desperate.
We're not looking for
desperate news.
We're trying to get.
What you need to do is say what you want, because you're not going to get on the phone with him until I am.
Oh, okay, listen.
What'd you do?
Let me talk.
Heard the ABC story tonight.
Not tonight.
Heard the ABC story tonight.
It'll be on next week on 2020. He was on. Okay, he was on the air with us.
And 2020.
I know you did 20. Listen to me. First, listen. We hate fags. We're trying to expose the truth about fags.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
You know. Let me put it to you this way. 2020 never saw a fag they didn't want to promote.
It's a new 2020.
And of course, yeah, okay. What?
It's a new 2020. We've taken over. Do you know what happened? You know, Peter. Listen.
Hey,
Peter Jennings died.
Mr. Webb says you're clearly incapable of having any truthful discussion, and you're full of guile. You need to go to the website and send us an email.
We've seen tons. We've seen all the websites.
Caller ID works between bumfuck Texas and Topeka, Kansas, okay?
What are you talking about, Texas? What's this Texas bullshit? Oh, goddamn bitch. Should I call her again? Goddamn.
Hell yeah.
I got her... Ooh, son of a fucking...
Light her up. She stayed on that time. tell it, like I said, tell her that, you know, you're an organized group, and, yeah, and you'd like to find out how you could join his organization. And then break it to him about, you know, you just organize, you know, homosexuals.
I'll go through the email and get an interview with a faggot. That's what I'll do. No, no offense, KDK, with the faggot thing, but he's a faggot.
KDK's not a faggot. KDK's cool.
Yeah, well, as Nunu knows, a fag is a cigarette. Hang on.
Nah. A fag is somebody
I could try calling
really
the sun. Hang on, maybe the sun is a bit of an asshole.
Okay.
A bit of a moron. Hang on, that came from Nunu. I've got that here. I already got that here somewhere. I have it somewhere here, Phelps. Here's Fred's number. One of his relatives thinks it's his son. He thinks like that shit too, blah, blah, blah. Benjamin Phelps. Okay. We'll try to call Benjamin. Maybe we can speak to him.
Benny
Phelps. Benny. Let me make sure I got that right. Oh, yeah, in the chat room, a few people were asking that song I was playing from Fear and Loathing Las Vegas. That is who? That is... What the hell was that? I can't remember who that was now. That is Velvet Acid Christ. The title of the song is Fun With Drugs. Fun With Drugs. So I'll play that at the end of that song. Let's get Benjamin Phelps on the line. Hang on, Bill.
Hour, 10 minutes, 29 seconds.
God, that woman was an annoying bitch, man.
I know.
God, I hate women like that. I would never marry a woman like that. Athena, if you think about getting like that, just to let you know.
No way.
Hello, you have reached the law offices of Phelps Chartered. Uh-huh. The office is closed at this time.
This guy's a lawyer?
Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you wish to leave a message, please dial the extension of the person you would like to reach. If you do not know their extension, please dial 800.
Nah, fuck that. All right, we're going to save that for next week. Maybe I can come up with a better idea than just saying I'm from ABC News, because obviously she's not going to fall for that. But I got close. All I needed was a good story, and she would have put me through to Mr. Phelps. So we are dead close. So I take responsibility for fucking that up. That could have been really good, but...
I wasn't a fuck up. She's fucked up.
Yeah, she... Well,
she missed out on a good hellacious show.
Yeah, exactly. We could have had a great time. We had a great time. Anyway, well, that was for Nunu. Thank you very much, Nunu, for getting that number for me. I'm going to save that, and I'll come up with something and try to get that to work in the future. Okay.
Yay, Nunu.
Yay, Nunu. Nunu from Britain, from UK, whatever he wants to call it. Thank you very much. Okay, but we have more numbers. Don't worry. We have more numbers from Lonesome Loser. Plenty of them here. Like I said before, we have Dick Blood, Chin Harry, Violet, Busty, Richard Stank, Sandy Dandy. That's almost like Randy Dandy, like a female version of Randy Dandy.
Oh, my God.
Nancy Fancy, Beatrice Bowser, and Bobby Bowser. That all sounds fine and good. Number one, I need to save the phone card pin that you just sent me because it's taking me way too long to get the calls going. Number one. Number two, okay. I really need to take a whiz because I'm on like my third beer and it's catching up to me.
Who's kid?
I've had a pretty hefty bit of coffee and about three beers, so I really need to take a whiz. So I'm going to play a quick song and I'm going to run it to be less than a song.
Alright.
Okay, well, hang on everybody. Be right back. I'm going to play a quick song and I'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. Milkman, if you want to talk, by all means, knock yourself out. I'm going to put some Snoop Doggy Dogg here for you while I do that. That's too short of a song, though. Shit. Okay. I'll be right back, everybody, in just a moment. It's now 10:28.
Go ahead, man. Roll tune, man.
All right. So hang on. Stand by. All right. I'm back, everybody. Athena's been hooked on the website, which I've been looking at for like a few weeks now, perverted/justice.com. Let me put a link to that for everybody.
A couple
gaps. You ever heard of that website?
Or no.
Well, you're cutting in and out. What's going on with you over there? Milkman.
What is it?
The Milkman. The website, Perverted... Oh, I did it wrong. I'm trying to share this with everybody. HTTP. That's Perverted...
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Milkman, come on. Tell me you hear me. Perverted Justice.
Hey, can you hear?
Yes, I hear you. Fuck it. Anyway,
what's going on here?
What? You hear me? I hear you. What's going on? Milkman. Respect. I'm saying respect. Hang on, let me see. I'm still online. Anyway, I'm going to...
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good, good, good. Have you ever heard of the website perverted/justice.com? Okay, Milkman, you're going to have to restart your gizmo because you're not hearing me.
All right, I'm going to restart and I'll be back.
Okay, you do that. I'll do the same while you're gone.
All right.
All right. Okay, all right, bye. All right, well, Milkman will be right back with us. Let me disconnect him, close out Gizmo. We're having serious trouble today. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's perverted/justice.com. If you haven't heard of it, check it out. It'll probably piss you off. But I've had ideas of calling these people who molest kids, well, not molest kids, but they solicit kids for sex on the internet from people posing as children, teenagers and whatnot. And they pretty much bust them. They have, God, I think so far in 2005, they're up to 32 convictions, I think, or something like that, that they've gotten just from luring people into soliciting them for underage sex, and then they just turn around and send it right to the authorities, and they get arrested. They really make lives, the people who do this, they make their lives a living hell for that. I mean, they spread their phone number, their address, they send flyers to their neighbors and to their work and everything. Anyway, you shouldn't be doing stuff like that online. If you are, shame on you. And people like this are out there to get you. And I do know that Shaquille O'Neal is actually involved with them. For a fact. For a fact, Shaquille O'Neal is involved with them. And I'm not kidding when I say this. He's actually involved with them and trying to stop child molesters, pretty much, right? Internet predators. Let me go back to the chat room here. Hellion in the chat room is asking me to call this guy. He just found his cell phone number after years of wanting to get revenge on him for an incident in high school when he called him up and tried to masturbate on the phone thinking he wouldn't know. Ew, that's nasty. Okay, he obsessed with anime and once said he wanted to die and be reborn as one of the Sailor Moon girls. And this is a guy. I'm guessing this is a guy. Well, yeah, obviously Chris Babcock number. And he thinks I have enough info. Well, cool. Hellion, just for you, for that guy being a nasty fuck, we're going to give him a call right now, going out to the chat room. So, and if you have anybody you want to get revenge on for whatever ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend who's pissed you off, or anybody who's tried to fuck around with you, or just someone you normally hate, get that number to me. As long as it's confirmed, we'll do it. Either myself, I'm sure anybody else on the show will do it. Also, I'm not on the show, but on the network, on the radio station, whatever the hell we are, on PCU, that's better to say. Man, I'm stumbling all over my words, and I'm not even smoking tonight. I'm all like, I'm such a bad talker. Okay, next call's coming through for Hellion in the chat room. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hang on, everybody. I whooped
Batman's ass. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Batman's
ass. Okay. That's, whoa. That's not working. Sorry about that, Hellion. Remind me to try that again later in the show, and by all means, I will. But for now, Hellion, I cannot call Mr. Babstock. That's not going to work out. He's obviously either on the phone or he's got his cell phone turned off or some shit. So we'll try him later. Don't worry. Just remind me, because I forget shit. Guys, I'm sorry for the technical problems and everything we're having. Via AOL Instant Messenger, I can let you know that somebody's telling me. Prankmaster's talking to me online. He's saying that he wants to start a new segment called Weird Facts. That he'll give me weird facts every week. Do you know that Mozart wrote a song called Lick Meek in Ars, which translated to Lick My Ass? And Ant will not do... Whatever. I don't know what Prankmaster's talking about. He's obviously crazy over there, so... Let's just close him down and pretend he did not talk to me. Let me open Gizmo up and try to get Milkman back on here so I can do another call. Again, like I said, thank you for bearing with me and my technical problems as usual. Nothing ever seems to work right the first time. But usually everything works by 11 o'clock. And we're almost there. Hopefully the milkman has his shit straight this time. Third ring's a charm. Fourth ring's even better. Hello.
Yes.
All right, good. We're in business. Excellent.
All right.
Let's hit Lonesome's numbers because we're failing here quickly. Let's call Chin.
All right.
Let's call Mr. Harry Chin Harry. Chin Harry.
Chin Harry.
Chin Harry. I gotta have something to do with that. Oh God. All right. Music. This way. All right. Hang on, everybody.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Hello?
How you doing there, you old bastard?
Hello?
What?
Mr. Harry?
Huh?
How you doing, Mr. Harry?
Harry Chin?
Yeah, how you doing, Chin?
Oh, no, I'm not Harry Chin.
What?
I'm not Harry Chin. This is him right here. Hold on.
Hurry up. Hello, Chin. Harry Chin?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Good evening. Sir, I want to offer you a shave. I'm calling from Gillette. We have a new razor we're testing out. I'd like to know if you'd like to try it. Hello? Goddamn fucking Asians. Hey! Talking to you! Rap bastard.
Not the worst internet radio show ever.
I was going to tell you to ask him if his wife is Chin Ho.
No, I was going to ask him if his wife was Harry Bush. God damn it. This is the goddamn worst internet show ever, I swear to God. I can't get anything to work. You know, it's been like this for the past few weeks.
Nah, we're alright.
The best calls have been the ones that Reclude and everybody else calls in and all does right. for me. You know? God. And no one is even calling in, because I'm not giving out the toll-free
you
number.
You shake it off, man. Yeah. You shake it off. It's stress.
Yeah. The toll-free line to call in is 888-278-8509. Again, that's 888-278-8509. Why don't you call in and talk to me? Maybe even do a call or something. Try to save this faltering show. No, seriously. I knock my show a lot, but we do a good job here. Everybody seems to be listening. They got plenty of listeners right now. Lots of people in the chat room. If you're not in a chat room but you're listening, be sure to join in. Go to kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com and join the chat room icon. And also be sure while you're at it to go to madhouselive.com and browse around the show website. Who can we call now?
Yay.
I got Nancy Fancy. Let me try that. Oh, we got a redneck woman though. I gotta go for the redneck before she falls asleep. Alright.
Oh, redneck man. They're funny.
Yeah, that's your people right there, Milkman.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of redneck Amish.
Sure.
Hi, we're not able to come to the phone right now, but if you please leave your name and a number, we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Yeah, bitch, I got your fancy right here. You better pick up the next time I call you.
Now nobody wants to pick up. God damn. Well,
we need the Hawaii number.
Yeah, we need the Hawaiis. Well, if Nancy Fancy is not going to answer, we'll try Sandy Dandy.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
Randy, are you there?
Yeah. Someone has got to be there. God damn it.
Oh, yeah, Randy. Put your mom on.
Yeah. Or anybody else, call in. 888-278-8509. Be right back.
Hello, Sandy.
It's Kiki.
Who's this?
Who is this?
Well, this is Alex. I need to speak to Sandy, please. Sandy Dandy.
She's asleep, but hold on, okay?
All right. Sandy's always
Mama! Sleeping. Huh?
She's always sleeping. What's your name?
Kiki.
Kiki Dandy?
No.
Your last name ain't Dandy?
No.
Oh, you must have... Okay, I see what's going on. Divorce, huh? Divorces suck, don't they? Is that funny? I'm divorced, too. I'm getting divorced.
You're getting divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're never married.
Oh, you've never been married?
No.
Well, fuck a marriage. That's what I say, Kiki. Kiki, what's that short for, Kiki?
Huh?
What's that short for?
Lakeisha.
Lakeisha? So, you got Kiki out of Lakeisha? I can see that. I can see that. How's the weather up there?
It's, like, cold.
It's cold? Like, how cold? Where are you at? You're in South Carolina. You're in Spartanburg, right?
Yeah.
It can't be that cold.
It's in, like, we have, like, 50s.
Yeah?
60s.
60.
It'd be like in the low 60s or in the hives.
That ain't cold.
That's cold.
You gotta drink some brandy if you wanna stay hot. That's all you gotta do, brandy. You ever drink brandy?
Yeah.
What do you drink? What's your favorite alcoholic drink?
I don't drink.
You don't drink?
No.
Now what do you do for fun?
Nothing.
You don't smoke, you don't drink? Do you hyperventilate yourself?
No.
No? You know those people who like to do that while they do that, you know? You ever heard of NXS?
Uh-uh.
You ever heard of NXS?
No.
You know who Suge Knight is?
Yeah.
He likes to choke himself out when he masturbates. No lie.
Yeah.
No lie. You know Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a penis either. I'm not joking.
Man, who am I speaking to?
This is Carlito. Good evening. This is Carlito. You're on my radio show.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Kiki. Come on now. It's me. Over here in WSCS, Spartanburg. Your number one.
What is this?
Your number one station for racist music.
Man, hold on, okay.
Hurry up. Well, she hung up.
What?
What?
She misses her free cruise.
I don't know. She was all down and she said, hang on. And she. Sandy.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Explain yourself.
Explain yourself.
Your husband?
I
thought you were divorced.
Okay.
Who are you over there with?
My name Black.
Who's sleeping in my bed?
Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Your name is Black?
Yeah.
Well, my name's White. You know what?
Black. Hey, I'm brown.
We just don't mix.
We don't?
No, we don't.
I thought we were cool.
No, we're not cool anymore.
Well, I don't care.
You're my girl's house. Is all I got to say.
I got an SK over here.
Well, how do I taste?
I got an SK with two-handed clip on it, but
I ain't afraid. I'm not afraid of guns.
You ain't afraid.
You know what?
Buddy.
I've got all on. I've got all on my side.
Buddy, you don't know who I roll with. Buddy.
I don't care. I'm scared. I'm scared.
But you know who I roll with?
You know what the name of my fraternity is?
What is it?
Ku Klux Klan.
You know what name mine is?
Shut up, Black.
You know what mine is? Fifth Ward.
Man, let me talk.
Fifth Ward.
That's right.
Fifth Ward.
Let me talk to the lady, Black.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ain't no, Black's always trying to take my women away. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was at Blockbuster the other day with my woman.
Uh-huh.
This Black guy grabbing on her ass. I mean, where's the respect?
You ain't know what I said?
Yeah. I'm not.
You should beat him up.
I'm angry. I'm upset at all of you. I'm holding you personally responsible, all you Blacks.
Are you on Gitter?
Oh, yeah. It's coming down.
Hey, P-Gang, I know where you stay at.
Yeah? You ever see that movie?
Your crib with three Ks.
Three Ks?
Three Ks.
Why don't you just play more? What
hey, how'd you get my number, Brett? Yeah, you.
Ain't no Brett. You talking about
Brett. What's your name, buddy?
My name?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you my name. My name's Carlito.
And you is mine, too, but how you get my name? Give me my number.
Don't worry about that. Let me talk to Mr. Black, first of all. Mr. Black.
Huh?
Now, tell me about Kiki over there.
She gang, hold on.
Hurry up.
Oh, my God.
I always be telling people to hurry up.
So how you get her number, bro?
Hey, so what's with you and Kiki? Is that your girl or is that your sister?
It ain't my sister. Now, what you want to know?
Hold on.
This ain't black.
What you want to
know?
Shut up. I want to know
more
about Kiki and
her big ass. It's soft.
Man,
it's soft, buddy.
Will you do me a favor?
What?
Will you spank that ass real quick for me? I can hear it.
Wow, really?
let's get freaky. Come on, go. Do it.
Hurry up.
I got like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
I gotta be back at work, and I gotta get rid of this. You know what I mean? I gotta squeeze one off.
Who is he?
Man? I thought you was at work. I thought you was on the radio.
No. Yeah, but I mean, I gotta go back to, you know, my other job.
That's not work.
Yeah, radio ain't work. Come on.
Other job.
Come on, just let him spank your ass real quick so I can hear it.
Man, if you don't...
I know you ain't over there jacking, but you're a creep, man.
Some booty clap.
Hey, can I ask you a question on the rear?
Yeah. Well, what do you want to ask me? Go ahead.
How you get my mom?
Someone gave it to me. Someone doesn't like you.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead, sir.
Is you over there jacking?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
You gay, man. You gay as fire, buddy. Who's going to John, let's go outside with that gun in case you find him. Man, go out there with that gun in case he's spying on her. Put a hole in his head, buddy. So what's her name now again? Carlito, right?
I'll put a hole in your ass.
You put a hole in who ass? Gay, buddy. You put a hole in who ass?
In your ass. Prison style, baby. Prison style.
My kid, you're a treat, nigga. We're gonna straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm gonna.
Your butt, man.
You're gonna beat my butt. That's what I want. That's what I want. I'm gonna beat
you,
man. I need some dry anal.
Hey, I'm free though. I'm a real deal.
Yes.
Did you get your number?
How the fuck you get my number?
I told you, someone gave someone that doesn't like you gave it to me.
Someone.
Just someone.
Someone.
Don't worry about it. Just someone. You don't need to know. This ain't between me and you, Black. It's between me and Kiki. That's all it is.
This ain't Black.
Now, who is this?
Okay.
How many Blacks are there?
This is someone. Nah, shut up, Black. This is someone.
Someone number two?
Yeah, this is someone number two.
How big is it?
How big?
Yeah.
How big is my
fist? Yeah, you know. No, how big are your guns? What do you think?
Oh, shit, I got motherfucking
games. I don't care about guns. I want to know how big your wang is.
You just ask me how big my motherfucking gun is.
Just tell me.
Oh,
just tell
my
me.
God.
Who the fuck is he?
I don't know him for real. Yeah, I don't know him.
Kiki.
What?
When's the last time your man gave it to you?
Huh?
When's the last time your man gave it to you?
Oh, damn. You're not a
Why so worried?
Who the fuck is he? Black, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know,
really.
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me.
Oh, God.
How was it? Was it good?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
It was wet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Man, you gay, man. Pervert. You just don't know who you is, bro.
You fucking pervert.
You know what I did?
This motherfucker, like, say, like, right next door to me, and I see him.
Yeah, he scammed me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is he?
Oh, I got your boxers.
Hold on, Black.
On my face.
I want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead, hurry up. I got like.
Who are you?
I'm getting close.
But let him hear that thing cop back.
But always gonna be some kind of bad. Who are you?
I told you this is Carlito. Don't use the N word with me.
How
okay?
You get the number?
Someone gave it to me. That's all you gotta know. You don't need
someone.
I don't even know who you are. I didn't call for you. I don't
call.
I call to talk to the lady.
Don't matter.
Look, I'm gay, and I'm trying to prove to my parents that I'm straight. So
you
I'm
gay. Why the fuck is you jacking off then?
Well, because I was talking to Kiki.
Oh, but she a female. So what the fuck is so gay about it?
Is she? I thought she was a guy.
I fuck out of here.
She sounds very masculine, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
But he on that bull, man.
He on that answer, for real, ain't
so, he? Hey, man. So, hey, you guys.
Prison boy, a gay-ass little motherfucker.
You stiffing that crack, buddy.
Tell me more about prison sex.
Motherfucker, you tell me.
Quit stiffing that crack, buddy.
There's no crack. The only crack I'm thinking about is yours, Black.
Oh, buddy, you got to that for real, buddy.
I got too many girls for that, buddy.
Don't you get tired of that, though? After a while, I mean, you want to, you know, try. I mean, you gotta try everything once.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you why I don't get tired of it.
Have you ever stolen a car?
Hold on, Brian.
Brown.
Out of girls.
Brown and Black now.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't get tired of girls.
Black.
Can I talk to the yellow one?
Black, this is boy talking to you. Get on him, Black. Get on Black.
Hold on, listen.
Get
on Black.
Get on him. But if you don't get on him, I'm about to get on him.
Well, let me tell you why I don't get tired of talking to girls.
Yeah, tell me.
Because your mother pussy too wet.
Yeah?
Oh.
I don't speak that. I don't know what you said. Are you speaking English?
Got that good, buddy.
I can't hear you.
Your mom got that good.
Oh, God.
Get him, Black.
But I'm not comfortable with this.
Black, you acting baby.
Yeah, you wet? You ain't comfortable with
it? It's
you don't get him, you baby.
It's only my 12th time with a guy, and, you know.
Man, you gay, man. For real.
No,
man.
I'm not. Just because you suck 12 cocks doesn't mean you're gay.
Black, don't say sweat. You black.
Dude,
who the fuck is you? Why the fuck is you calling?
Well, I was calling trying to talk to Kiki. I'm just nervous. I'm horny.
I'm not. Who the fuck is you calling for?
I give you close. I'm talking. I get.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I get nervous around black people.
Well, motherfucker, hang up the phone.
I'm intimidated. I'm talking to Kiki, though. I want to talk to Kiki.
Who the fuck is she talking to? You, so hang up the motherfucking phone.
She's been talking to me this whole time. She started cock blocking me.
She ain't talking to me.
You're the one throwing your ass on me like you like do me now, and I'm telling you.
I'm going to throw these on here in a minute, dude.
Look, don't make me roll up in there in your hood. That's all I got to say.
Come on, bro.
What's up, Black? You know where you at?
Rep your hood, Black.
Who
the fuck is this dude, bro?
I told you. I'm getting tired of repeating myself. This is Carlito Brigante.
All I got to say, I got 9 from the sharp range.
Blah, blah, blah. You don't even know how to shoot a gun.
How the fuck did you get a number?
Just because you have a gun doesn't mean you're the man. Ain't nothing.
Black, don't say nothing. Carly, don't what the fuck up.
How did you get her number?
How did you get her number?
Well, look. What else can I say? I called to talk to Kiki. You guys got to be all in my business.
And how did you get my number?
You called to talk to her or not?
I'm
her right now. I'm asking you questions. So how did you get the number?
What, are you a cop now? I'm doing the questions. I'm the one making the questions.
You a cop?
Nigga, I'm in charge.
You ain't in charge over here, boy.
I'm in charge of everybody over there. You, him. If I say jump, you ask me how high.
No.
Kiki, tell him what happened last night. Tell him the truth. Come on.
Motherfucker, damn man.
Motherfucker, I don't know you.
Yeah, you do. Kiki, let me refresh your memory.
That's what happened last night.
Hey, what was your woman last night? My house.
What the fuck, you, man?
Well, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. You need to know these things. She was sleeping with a gay man last night.
I'm gonna tell you what you need to know. You need to know what the fuck I need to say.
I'm not afraid.
What the fuck you want to know?
I'm not afraid of a monkey.
Motherfucker, I want you need to know what the fuck I say so you can come out. That's what you need to know. Who the fuck are you really, and
how did you get my number?
Kiki, shut up. Everybody shut up. All you shut up. Shut up, I'm gonna start shooting people in this bitch. Well, I told you already, rip your hood, you know where I'm at.
Where you at?
I'm on my lunch break here at the Taco Bell, right here, you know where I'm at. Taco Bell here next to the shopping plaza, you know where I'm at. So what? So I started what? You know what? I started, but you know what? You're on welfare. Where? What's better?
Motherfucker welfare.
Motherfucker what?
Do you think Albus is on welfare?
Motherfucker bitch.
Motherfucker, I got bread. You know shit about me.
Motherfucker bitch.
Like I'm broke, bro. Dude, I need a bite and sold your ass 5 times, man. Sit the f*** down.
Hang up the phone.
Real, dude.
Hang up.
Real.
Get off my phone.
Nigga got burgers to buy four bags.
All of you, get off my phone. All of you, shut up. Shut up and stop harassing me. Hey, don't disrespect me.
You don't tell me to shut up.
Shut up. Hey, listen. I want you all to shut up. I want the bitch to shut up, and I want you to shut up. This is Hey, look, I called to talk to Black. It's between me and Black.
Nah, I'm not Black.
You know what? Y'all are arguing amongst each other. What's that say about Black people?
Motherfucker, I'm arguing with no punk ass. We're white people.
This is between white and black. That's all it is. That's how I see it.
Motherfucking pussy. What the fuck they say about white people? You're a motherfucking pussy.
I ain't a pussy. I don't like pussy at all. What's that say about you?
Motherfucker, I didn't say you like pussy. What the fuck am I doing?
Hey.
No, you thought you were like this, it wouldn't.
Hey.
Why are you been here to talk?
I can't. You ready for it? Because I said you know no crackers.
Hey, what do you call a black man running down the street?
A thug?
Guilty.
A thug? What you call a white man walking through Fifth Ward?
Innocent.
A dead man.
Call him innocent.
Call that man. Man.
Well, how are you going to, you don't even know how to kill somebody. I was in the army.
Black, don't say nothing. This motherfucker's dead. Nobody say he's a
dead. Look, between me and you, I got honorably discharged for, you know, it was something that happened in the army. I can't talk to you about it. It's personal. It had to do with the guy. I had sex with an Iraqi and I got kicked out of the war. What can I say?
How the fuck did I ask you that? How the fuck did you get the motherfucking number?
You're the one calling me, man.
Why
did I hit star 69 and I got your number back? Some girl Kiki called me. Oh, nigga, I want to talk to you, Carlito, again last night.
It could be hot, baby.
Yeah. You see, she's laughing. She knows it's true. Man, you know what, Black? All I got to say is your house isn't in order. That's all I got to say. You got to check your woman. You're going to lose her.
Okay.
Well, you know, this could all be solved. Me and you just get together. You give me about $100, and I'll keep quiet.
How about this? Motherfucker, I give you. How about I give you 100 bullets?
100 bullets?
Yeah.
You can't even afford 100 bullets.
Who can't?
You can't.
Unless
you steal it.
Don't say nothing to him, back.
This guy's always like, don't say nothing.
Hold on, back.
Just like you get arrested, you're like, don't say nothing to the cops. So don't say nothing.
I'm gonna try to call him. Don't say nothing to
who
me.
Who are you?
Shut up. Who are you, dude?
Shut up, Black. I know, right? Black, you talk too much.
Black.
Oh my God.
Black.
Kiki, you shut up too.
What you don't tell me to little pussy. Sucking dick. What the fuck?
Look, I suck everything.
I see that.
You give me a 9-year-old, I'll suck her too.
And I beat the shit, motherfucker. I can't see you.
Who the fuck are you?
Look, for the last time, I'm Carlito. I'm going to have to be explaining this shit constantly.
How did you get the number?
I got it from someone.
Who the fuck did you get it from?
Someone that doesn't like any of you. That's all I got to say.
Well, it's like this, bud.
You don't tell me what it's like. I'm in charge. For the last time. For the last time. For the last time, I'm in charge.
Then you call me.
I returned your call, Kiki. You know what happened last night. You
don't
want
to. I'm motherfucking cocky. I don't call you a little motherfucking ass.
You don't want to own up. You don't want to own up to what happened. You don't want to own up to what happened. Look, this is between me, you. Me and you.
You know what? Since you know the motherfucking feds so much, don't you know Frank Collins, the motherfucking charge? You know that shit, right?
Yeah, it is. What are you going to do? You going to call the cops?
Motherfucking
all right, you know what? You know what they're gonna do? Look, you're gonna call the cops. They're gonna come over and they're gonna search your crib, and it's over for you.
No,
dumbass.
You ain't calling no cops because you know if they come over. It's you guys are in trouble. That's all I gotta say.
We in trouble.
Yeah, you better start flushing shit down the toilet. That's all I gotta say. You gonna call the cops? All right, well.
Black, this gotta be a game, right?
This ain't a game. I am playing. This is serious. This is real life.
Motherfucker, was I talking to you about that? Was I talking to you? Well, shut the fuck up.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker. Shut the fuck
who
up.
Who are you? Who are you?
Motherfucker, don't worry about it.
No, I already told you my name. What's your real name?
What's your motherfucking name?
Can I please have a credit card number and expiration date?
My name is John Doe.
John Doe. What's your social security number, John Doe? Look, I'm not hanging up until I either get a credit card number or an apology.
Have him do a promo.
Dude, you're playing the game, dude. Like, why are you playing the game, Black? Dude, don't know me, man. What the fuck is wrong with this
guy? Well, you obviously know me. I'm telling you, I'm not intimidated. I'm not intimidated by you.
All
right, look, you know, you, for the last time, either you shut up or his call is over, is all I got to say. Whatever. I'm hanging up. I'm tired of this.
Hang the fuck up.
All right, but hey, you know what? Don't piss me off again. don't call me again. You tell your woman to leave me alone. It's over between me and her. Consider it over.
Really? I mean, it's really over.
Yeah, you remember you had all this talk. Oh, my man, this and my man wants to do this with you and all this and you know, it's all lies.
Really?
It's all lies. Just so just like any other woman. Every woman is sick. Whatever.
Really?
I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done.
Nah.
Bye.
Bye.
Please enter your destination number now.
Well, where was that going the whole time? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That was interesting.
Was getting a roundhouse over there.
Yeah, Athena, what's wrong? You okay with that? What was wrong? The 9-year-old thing, is that what the problem was? You don't like the 9-year-old thing, I said? I'm sorry.
I don't think they ever got to the 9-year-old thing. I think they got started as soon as you said, that's my girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's when they got serious at that point. They were like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm hoping you get them to do a promo, you know?
No, I wasn't going to. I didn't want them to know anything because I actually threatened them. And, you know, this is...
Yeah.
That would have been maybe some other day after... You know,
yeah.
After
keep that
change.
Number. Put it in the big book.
Yeah. That was a very good call. I guess
that was man.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for dealing with that that call. I don't know if that was too long or whatever, but that was interesting.
No, it was beautiful. It's confrontational.
It was very. I'm all about the confrontation. It's good when I get people who are confrontational back with me. So yeah. I wanted to do a promo, but it wasn't best. Let me go back into the chat room and. Prankmas City has a special guest calling. Okay, Prankmas, who's going to call? Okay, who? I bet you it'd be Roy Wood Jr. I don't know.
Nice. Some kind of East Coast Bob comedian.
Who's East Coast Bob?
Hell, I don't know. Some comedian, he said.
Who is... hopefully he's not listening to me making fun of him, but I don't know if he's going to call now.
I don't know. Well, he just sent me a message. He said, don't call anybody.
Okay. Well, the line's open if he wants to call in. Yeah. If he gets on, I'm not. He's a semi-famous comedian. I have no idea who East Coast Bob is.
Right.
So
he probably needs exposure worse than us.
Probably if he's going to call the madhouse, for God's sake. If he's going to call this shit show, he probably does. Hang on. Let me do a search for him. Hang on. East Coast. I got a bunch of East Coast stuff. I don't know anything about East Coast Bob. Somebody tell me if you know who East Coast Bob is. If he's going to call in, yeah, he can call in, but I don't know what to talk to the guy about. I don't know. All right, well, if he calls in, I'll do something.
Yeah.
Televised phone pranks, East Coast Bob outdid Captain Jenks at some point? I don't know. Someone out there, if you know who East Coast Bob is, by all means. I got an article here. Phone pranks are single-handedly got Michael Savage... fired from his MSNBC show. I thought Michael Savage is still doing that show.
He's going to make the show funnier. Okay, well, if he calls.
We'll see. Claiming to be Philadelphia Major Ed Rendell called Rosie O'Donnell a big fat pig on live TV. Well, that's Captain Jenks that did that. I remember that. That was the first episode of the Rosie O'Donnell show, right? He called in and said, yeah, then he says, I'm like, you're a big fat pig or something like that. I remember that. That I've heard before. East Coast Bob got through when Savage was discussing airline horror stories. They apparently began to insult Savage, and Savage. Oh yeah, this is the guy that got Michael Savage said that shit about gays. Remember that?
Oh,
I've heard this before.
Okay.
I've heard this. Yeah, I remember this is really controversial when he said. Yeah, I think Savage thought he was off the air. I guess, quote, he said, you should only get AIDS and die because he's gay, you pig, how's that? Why don't you see if you can sue me, you pig? I remember this. I've heard this and everything. Yeah, that's true. All right, well, I guess the guy, I remember laughing when I heard this. If he wants to call in, I'll ask him about what it was like, and I want to ask him how he gets on national shows. I'd like to know his secret because I'd like to prank
East Coast Bob.com.
East Coast, it is? Okay, EastCoastBob.com. Well, there it is, everybody. If you want to see who might be calling in, go to EastCoastBob.com. And we'll see if Prankmaster comes through. There he is. Sure enough. Oh, there he is, talking to Adam Carolla. Also, apparently. Oh, look, he's got a few. Okay.
Okay.
He's prank called Paige Hopkins. He prank called some L.A. news anchor. He prank called a police chase in L.A. Okay, interesting. Prank called the Reverend Willie Wilson. Okay. Anyway, that's that. What can we do now? Let me go back in the chat room, see what's going on in there. Again, if you want to call the toll-free line, that's 1-888-278-8509. Again, that's 888 978-278-8509. And DTD's telling me that that's Bob from the Stern Show, the Reverend Bob Levy from the Stern Show. And guess what? I'm not going to be able to put him on because that's going to piss Zolar off if he hears that. Because I'm pretty sure the way he got that number would be from Zolar's phone list. Doesn't that make sense? If it's Reverend Bob Levy.
If it's something to do with the Stern Show and it's outrageous number, man, you probably better not call it.
I probably better not. I mean, if he calls in, fine, but I'm not going to call the dude because.
But
go ahead and
use one of those torn pages out of Zolar's phone, but be bad vibe.
Exactly. We'll see if he calls in. If he calls in, I'll put him on. If he wants to call in, by all means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, if somebody calls our show, well, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool.
We'll give him a tour around the madhouse.
Exactly. We'll let him in. Maybe that'll, I don't know. Might be fun. We'll have him even do a prank call or something like that. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, again, if you want to call in toll-free, 888-278-8509. That's your key to get into the show.
He's talking to his girlfriend.
Who's that? Pragmaster?
No.
Who? Who's talking to his girlfriend? What?
East Coast Bob.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Okay, I see. All right, cool. Well, we'll see. We'll see what's up with that. DTD, tell me who cares. What the fuck are they going to do? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Anyway, people are freaking out. What the hell are you doing, Carlito? What's DTD on right now? What's he pissed off about? He's always getting upset about stuff. No, and Adam Carolla is not going to call in. That'd be nice. DTD, tell me not to be nice. Okay, anyway, enough of that. We have a confirmed number for Catherine Tootie in Virginia, Redneck Woman. Let's go ahead and try to give her a call. Again, that's Catherine Tootie, who we're going to be calling here next on the Madhouse. It's now 11:13, and this is going to be one call here before I take a break, and we'll come back and try to get full steam again with back-to-back prank calls here for a while to make your people happy. I have a bad feeling that people might be upset with the quality of the show today. I keep saying that, and it's probably making things worse by saying that. But anyway, everybody, hang on, and we'll be right back with the next call.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Tootie?
I'm afraid she has the wrong person.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Look, don't let me go, please. Hello, Ms. Tootie?
There is no Ms. Tootie here.
Well, who the hell is this? What did you do with Miss Tootie?
Hey, check this out. Tutti Frutti on Rudy. Tutti Frutti on Rudy. Rudy. Is this Rudy? Tootie. Tutti Frutti. Pretty bitch.
You like the foodie?
Hello. Goddamn woman, hello.
Fuck. My cock is all I gotta say. DTT's warning me not to talk to Prankmaster. Oh, whatever. He can talk to me all he wants. DTT says, do not be nice to Prankmaster. Well, I can be nice to whoever I want to, DTT. No, I'm kidding.
DTT, he's got it. Carlito's an independent man. He's got his own opinion, so, you know.
Yep, I'm very...
Don't worry about it.
Don't tell me what to do, goddammit. No, I'm kidding.
We'll still let you come in and talk on our show, DTT.
If DTT's such a man, why does he call in the show? No one else wants to call in, DTT.
All right, call in. Hey, wait a minute. Tell Reclude to call in. He said he's been trying to call his business.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I need to do? Yeah. I need to start calling businesses. I have better luck with businesses than these people. People don't have patience.
I don't know. I just think it's the night that we call, you know. It's like, you know, it's hard to get people and it's easy to get businesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Big nasses.
Okay, well, I need businesses. Is Lonesome in the chat room still? No, he's not. He's gone.
No, he got signed out.
He signed out. Yeah, he signed out. He never came back. God dang it. Lonesome loser. Shame on him. Yeah, he signed out of the AIM, too. Oh, well. Well, Milkman, give me a hand here. Try to give me some numbers in Hawaii or something, business numbers. So I can do some calls, you know what I mean?
You want me to get some numbers?
Yeah, anybody out there who wants to get me numbers for Hawaii, California, Alaska, businesses, restaurants, whatever you can think of, that might work out a little better for tonight because obviously the calling people straight is not working out. And I also want to say what's up to Phaser. Phaser, have not seen him in a while. Look, he's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
He says somebody's trying to call the show.
Yeah.
And he's getting a busy number, so I don't know what's going on. Phaser... tell your buddy or you to send in the information then on the AIM, and then we'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's seeing, he's calling from Eastern Europe, I think. Isn't Phaser in Canada or something like that?
Yeah, he's in Canada, yeah, BC.
Okay. Okay. All right, Moldova. He's a cool call to make to Michigan. Engineer thinks he's a hooker. I don't know that. Oh, wow, that sounds really interesting. Okay. Milkman, what kind of beer do you... Are you a beer drinker?
On occasion, yeah.
On occasion. Have you had a chance to try this pumpkin spice ale by Budweiser?
Oh, hell no. I never even heard of it.
Seasonal beer that came out. They're doing seasonal beers now. Like, kind of like Sam Adams has their seasonal beer. You know, they have the summer ale, and they have the...
Yeah.
The Oktoberfest beer now, and then they'll have my favorite, which is the cherry wheat for Christmas time. For the winter. Yeah, well, they're, Budweiser is getting on the bandwagon. They're doing the Michelob pumpkin ale, pumpkin spice ale. And, I don't know.
Is the phone busy?
The phone is not busy. Let me check.
Reckling says he's calling the number and is busy right now.
Nope, phone is not busy. Athena, you got your cell phone there? Athena's going to test it. Hang on. It is 888-278-8509. Let me re-update call 8 real quick. Should be working. Damn it, man. It's coming up busy. The hell you say?
Okay.
There is
Phaser phone. Sent me the information.
I am having phone trouble. Oh, it is disabled. What the buddy? You know, no wonder nobody's calling him because the goddamn phone is disabled.
Redirect your number again.
And I did re-enable it. Yes, I'm sure when I re-enable it.
Disable it and then re-enable it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Hang on. Let's.
I'm going to send you this information from Phaser.
Okay.
This guy's in Moldova.
Okay. Do that. And I have confidence. Right. Athena, try it one more time. It should be working now. Redial that. Thank you, baby. Again, that's 888-278-8509. You know what? That guy was probably trying to call in and was busy. If he was.
Oh, okay.
He's close, Bob. For God's sake, if that guy calls in, I really... You know what? I was almost
have her test it now.
Yeah, she's testing it. She's dialing it now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you want to talk to my Carlito?
Yes, please.
Why are you sleeping with my Carlito?
Ooh, we got Texas calling in. Bye, Athena.
You bitch.
You're on the madhouse. Hello, I command you to speak. You're on the madhouse. The hell's going on over there? Hello. Jesus God. You're in the madhouse.
Yeah, man. Thanks for turning the phones on, you fucker.
I'm a dumb fuck. I know, I could have sworn I turned it on. Like,
that was still the idea that one of the best pranks, but that was fucking bomb ass.
Was that good? Oh, the...
With those fucking nigs, man. Yeah. That was hilarious, dude. That was fucking the shit.
The nigs. I know. I feel bad. I don't like being racist, man. You know, I make racist jokes and stuff, but I'm not like that. I feel bad, because...
Oh, bullshit. You fucking sat there and told me. Don't fucking try to act nice. Why are there black people in the room?
Yeah, you know what? As Zola would say, fuck the niggas. Isn't it? He's always... God, man, of all the people I know, Zola really knows how to throw the N-word around, too, man. He loves doing that, too.
Joe all the time.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's
like on the Stern show?
Yeah, I know. He's a big racist.
That's what he gets on the air for. No, he calls up and just...
No, he called, What did he do? He called Chris... Yes, I hate that thing. He called Chris Rock the N-word, didn't he? Last time Chris Rock was in the studio, I think he was, right?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's balls right there, called Chris Rock.
That's fucking...
That is... You fucking nigga. Yeah, it's crazy. Man.
What are you talking about? I know this!
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's funny shit, man.
Yeah, right on.
And fucking, that was badass. And fucking, goddamn, I was trying to call. The East Coast Bob was trying to call. And like, I damned him.
Okay. Yeah, that's my fault. He probably got a busy thing. I feel embarrassed.
No, that's fine. He said he goes, I'll try later.
Okay, cool. We'll get him. You got to help me out, though. East Coast Bob. What has he done? He did that Rosie O'Donnell call, apparently, right? No. No,
that was clearly...
That was Jenks.
Yeah, that was clearly Jenks.
Yeah, that was Jenks. That's right.
No, it was. I'll show you what he did. Let me go up on his fucking site. I'll read it.
Yeah.
It's got fucking, Jovan Alar or something. That's a dumb bitch.
Yeah, Lacey... Oh,
and there's Paige Hopkins, fucking, he fucking called up Adam Carolla.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember the Adam Carolla, but here, let me play the...
Those are funny fucking pranks, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna play the Paige Hopkins. Let's hear that real quick. Oh, you can't hear it, actually.
was that?
Trying to play the Paige Hopkins.
It's not a body. Hello, everybody. I'm Paige Hopkins. An object investigators thought could be the body of Lacey Peterson.
Quadriplegics and murder ball.
An anchor. Divers pulled it out of the Berkeley Marina today. The 27-year-old.
I remember this.
Pregnant woman.
He just has that on his site. Never mind. Could you hear that at all? Could you hear the computer audio?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that.
You know what? I've got it worked out where I think people will be able to hear Milkman from now on the phone.
When
they're calling. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't have it 100%, but I have to actually do a little wiring, but I think I figured it out. That's good news for everybody.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
People calling in can get the full show. Let me ask you, Reclude. I hate to put you on the spot, but would you like to do a prank call?
Oh, yeah, fine. That's what,
I'm here for.
We're called for it.
Yeah, well, we've got a request to a milkman. What is this now? A guy in Michigan?
A guy in Michigan is an engineer, and he thinks he's a hooker.
He thinks he's a hooker.
That's all I got.
What?
A guy in Michigan.
Some dude in Michigan who thinks he's a hooker. No kidding. All
right. He's an engineer.
He's an engineer. Okay, hang on. Reclude, I got a call here from Zolar. Let me see what's up with Zolar, and I'll put you right back on. Hang on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hello there.
Hey, Feast Post Bob, I'm calling in.
Oh, Mr. Bob, how are you there, sir?
Good, good. Whose show am I calling?
This is the Madhouse. I'm broadcasting live from my basement in my boxers.
Nice. And your name is Carlito?
That's right. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How exactly do you run your show? Over the computer in your basement?
Well, I steal internet, first of all. I steal my internet, and I have a stolen computer, and I pretty much harass people. That's how it is.
Hey, I like that. And are you broadcasting all over your internet from the same place you masturbate from?
Well, I masturbate in several spots in my house, in my basement. My favorite place to masturbate is right here in the chair that I'm sitting in. You should smell my chair. It's glazed.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad there's no smell-o-vision going.
No, smell of internet radio. So, seriously, Zola, how are you doing tonight? You can't get by me. You can't fool me like you used to back in the day. I'm a smart now. Anyway,
I almost had you.
You're doing well, though. So what's up, man? How you been?
Nothing. I was kind of sleepy over here, and I put your show on to make sure it would wake me up, and sure enough, you were making a fucking very funny phone call to those fucking niggas, man. It was fucking hilarious.
That's what we're just talking about, you and the N-word. That's great, man. Thank you very much for that. So, Zolar, tell me, you called Chris Rock the N-word, didn't you? Did you not?
Actually, when I first did it, you know, he claimed he handled it so well, he wasn't even shocked because he heard it so many times, but when they showed him on E, you should have saw his face. I mean, his eyes bulged out of his head, it was fucking flipping. So the next time he was on, the second Howard said, let's take some phone calls, Chris Rock immediately went, uh-oh, somebody's gonna call me nigga!
Yeah, sure enough, there it is, exactly, there it was, that's awesome. He didn't forget, that's cool, man, he didn't forget, that's cool.
Yeah, it was like, you know, the most memorable moment on the Howard Stern show for him.
Awesome, man.
One time, that fat bastard who does the, I don't know, Siskel and Ebert, one of them is dead, though.
The cancer guy died, Ebert's alive still, right? Ebert and Roper? Yeah, Ebert's alive still, yeah.
Yeah, the big fat one's still alive. Well, he's married to a fucking mooly.
Oh, he is? Ebert?
Yeah.
That fat guy's married to a black guy.
Yeah, black girl.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, his wife's a fucking eggplant.
Oh, my God, an eggplant. I love these terms. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's a titsoon anyway, yeah. So I called in, and I made believe I didn't realize which one of them of the team had died, and I asked if he was the one who married the nigga, and he was so offended that he wouldn't even come back on the Howard Stern show anymore.
Ah, well, screw him then, man. If he can't take a joke. he doesn't know shit about movies, man. I hate his reviews. Him and who, you know that faggot on NBC with the handlebar mustache who thinks he knows movies? He doesn't know shit either.
Yeah. I don't know his name offhand.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's a queer, too. I like to kick his ass. I hate Geraldo. I hate everybody who thinks they know about movies and gets on and tries to give reviews because they usually don't know shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'd rather just ask the kid walking out of the movie theater, how was that?
You know what? That's the best way to do it, right? Get the as they come out, kind of like an exit poll. You know? How was, you know?
There's your new segment for your show. You go down to the movie theater, you get some fucking digital audio of the fucking newest movies that just came out, and ask the people in there, and then bring it back and play the audio on your show.
Exactly. Hey, I don't know how well that go, but that's a good idea. I could run with that. I could try for sure.
It's a little free idea from Zola.
Exactly. Zola, your ideas are great. Zola, give me a status on the Sirius show. Any new news yet on what's going on?
Gary Delavate had told me that, you know, they're going to do all the crazy lunatics before Howard gets over there, like Wendy the Retard. Obviously, she can't do her own show.
No.
And then they're going to be using, like, fucking High Pitch Eric. Nobody will ever listen to his show more than once.
Exactly. It's a goof.
You know, and then they're going to go down the line of fucking all the people that they're going to fucking, you know, use as disposable. And then guys like Angry Black and shit like that, they just put him in there because they need a nigga to get in there, you know,
exactly.
So they keep the blacks out of there.
Yeah. It's a goddamn affirmative action. You know how it is, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So they got to keep the NAACP off their back, so they got to put the Negroes in there.
How do you think I got a job where I'm at now? Affirmative action.
Thank you,
white people. And I'm not even black.
No. Yeah, well, sometimes you grab a stick and you put him in there, and you say, he's almost black.
He's close enough. He's halfway there. You don't speak English. Yeah, anyway. What was I going to say? Yeah, do you have Sirius? What weren't Howard's parents were on air tonight, I guess, or something. I don't know. I don't have Sirius yet. I got to get it.
Yes. They got to do a little half-hour show where people get to call in and things like that.
Cool.
So anyway, and when January comes, I'm gonna have my chance to go on the show also.
Yeah.
But he's going to run down, you know, the wackiest people first. He's not going to put somebody like me on who's striving to do a serious friggin' show.
Right. Yeah.
He's trying to do outrageous, crazy shit so people keep their interest while he's not there until his contract runs out.
Exactly. Then he's going to do the real Howard 100, and he's got the news going and everything. Yeah. Yeah, you'll do fine, Zola. I'm sure you're going to do... You'll be one of the... I mean, God. For real, with what you've been doing here, I'm sure you're going to do just fine. It'll be all right.
Well, I have my off days. I never really claimed to be a professional broadcaster, and I'm not like a prank phone call guy like you guys are. Like, I call in and bust, like, celebrity balls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's...
You know, I know all the background on it when I call. You know, I'm doing a specific joke and shit like that.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, I'm getting used to this, and I always wanted to do something like this anyway. But my point was, I was getting to it, that serious thing is, the guy who runs... that news segment, that 100 News, his name is Mike Piazza, like the baseball player.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so if all the people want to get in touch with him and shit like that, you know, fucking let him know how he's doing and stuff, that's who you would email to, Mike Piazza at Sirius.
That's at Stern, it's at the Stern Fan Network guy, am I right or am I wrong? No,
that guy's name is Mutt. He owns the site over there.
Okay.
iMonkey is his server.
Okay.
He hosts my website, so
yeah.
If you go to Zolar.com, you'll see it says iMonkey, and that's the guy who, you know, gives me my server for free or whatever it is.
Right, gotcha. Cool, man, cool.
Now, let's get to another reason why I called.
Right.
Did Frank Master give you Bob Levy's phone number?
No, he did not. He's telling me it's not Bob Levy, it's East Coast Bob, who I've never, I swear to God, I'm reading, I know of the stuff he's done, I just didn't know his name by heart.
East Coast Bob's funny.
Yeah, but he's not affiliated with Stern, I don't think. I don't think he is, at least, that I know of.
No, well, he didn't come from my phone book, that's
okay.
For sure.
Oh,
but Prankmaster, if he's able to hack in and listen under some other way of getting through, and I've tried to block him in every way I can, but if he was able to figure it out and he's listening now, if you give out my phone number to anybody else out of my phone book, any of my phone numbers to anybody, and I find out, I'm going to come visit you at work, and I'm making a threat where everybody on the internet could be his witness. I'm going to bash your fucking face all over the place, and I don't care to be arrested for 24 hours, because you'll be in the hospital for a month after I get through with you, and I'll be skipping around town.
Wow. Well, that's a decent trade-off, I guess. a month in the hospital compared to 24 hours. I could see that. I can see that if you're pissed off enough, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, you know, for him to fucking sneak into my phone book is fucking disgraceful, and then to know that fucking I know about it and am able to come down there and fucking make you look totally different in about 30 seconds
right.
The rest of your life would be fucking stupidity on his part.
Exactly. True enough.
All right, so that's enough of the threatening and shit.
All right.
Big of a thing to be fucking threatening the deaf fucking, you know, mongoloid. So, you know, it doesn't really hold fucking water when you fucking, you know, big tough guy when you beat.
Exactly. You got a point. Well, Zola, thank you very much. And everybody, you'll be on tomorrow. You got anything special planned for tomorrow that we should know about? Or just,
Tomorrow's going to be a special edition of Zola Vision.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Dr. Lego.
Yeah.
the cam will be on. Dr. Lego is going to let me utilize his studio. We're going to do a show together. I think we'll call it, Zogo Vision. Dr. Zogo Vision.
Dr. Zogo Vision? All right, cool. I like that. Nice plan. That'll be at 10 p.m., I guess you're going to start, or...
Yeah, promptly at 10 p.m., and we'll have the cam on. He's going to have some girls down to the studio, and we're going to have some classic fun.
Wow, sounds like great. Sounds like a hoo. That's what we love here on PCU, and thank you very much for calling in, Zolar. I'll be sure to tune in, and I'm sure everybody else will.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, my friend, you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Catch you later.
All right. Zolar, everybody, thank you very much for calling in.
Hey, Zolar.
Zolar. All right, we have another caller on the line, because we lost record.
Hey, I sent you that information.
You're in the
manhouse.
You're in the
manhouse. Turn down your speakers.
My God.
That's you.
Hey, turn the radio down, sir.
Yeah, hi there.
How you doing? Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Matt Milan. Matt's in the EU. He's in Europe, and he wants to do a prank call to a guy.
Okay, who's this? Phaser I'm speaking to?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, what's up? Hey, not bad. You're selling me.
You got Matthew on the other end.
Okay, alright. Matthew
on the other end, and Matthew's got me online from Moldova.
Moldova? Wow.
Yeah, Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And we're conferencing on, are we on Skype? Matt?
Am I on Skype?
Yeah, you want us to...
To be honest with you, this isn't sounding very good at all, though.
Okay, this is it.
Okay.
I give you the phone number, and this is what I was asked to do. Please tell him to tell the guy that he's... Okay, you're from FBI?
Yeah, I got that. Ahmed Yassin, he's hacking overseas Russians, and he's...
Okay.
Well, okay, all right, cool. Well, hey...
So, Putin's really angry?
All right. Well,
you got the phone number?
Yeah, I got the number. I got the info. We'll do that call actually next right now. If you want to keep listening.
All right, we're gonna do this then.
Okay, cool. We'll get that. That's next up on the madhouse.
All right, we're talking to Carlito.
Yeah, this is Carlito. It's been a while since we talked to you, man. It's good to hear from you.
Okay, you want me to keep running now?
Yeah. Well, no. Just actually, I'm gonna have to disconnect because the sound quality is really bad. It's gonna drive everybody nuts.
Okay, we'll be listening now.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get that right now. Thank you, man.
We'll be listening. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Melvin.
Lonesome's back.
Yes, Lonesome is back. Welcome back, Lonesome. Hopefully he's okay. Anyway, damn it, we lost Reclude and all that mess. Shit. Hopefully Reclude's out there. Let me try to get... I can call Reclude back so he can do that call for me. I'll give him the details on that. Phaser, a friend of ours from Canada, friend of Milkman's, is going to... have us do the call. We'll do that next. Let me see if I get Reclude to get on the action. He was waiting.
Yeah, he said he was on one show with us.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said actually that was a really good show we did, actually. That was the one with Nautica, who we've actually forgotten about.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me try to call Reclude back. Let me get some music before I do that here.
This guy reminds me of a teacher from Womp Womp Charlie Brown.
Womp 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 Womp. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, Phaser. I had to get rid of him. He's a good guy and all, but I can't.
Yeah, but man, he was like loud and distorted.
It was bad. It was bad. Well, keep listening, Phaser. We'll do your call for you right now. No problems. I have no problem doing that. Be right back. Let me try to get Reclude here. I'm going to call him directly, see if he wants to try that again. Be right back, everybody. Give me a second here.
We were throwing time away.
Hello there.
Hello?
Reclude, we lost you, man.
What happened?
Well, you know, you get Zolar talking.
What happened? I got you, though. Hey, listen to my new song.
All right. Play it
away.
Let's
hear it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Wow.
Give me Beth.
Listen to that.
That's great, Reclude. I don't know what to say.
These retards made an album on the internet, and it was like the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, dude.
Yeah?
I'm starting to like put beats to it and shit.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Like it's the whole his blog is like, Teddy Bear, where are you?
You know what? There's an audience for everything, Reclude, man. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guess what? We got a request for a call, and I promised you I was going to have you do this, and I have more information on it actually now if you want to try it.
Yeah, that guy that's an engineer or some shit.
Yeah, I got a request to tell him that we are from the FBI. I don't know if we can do that. But he's been reporting.
Yeah, you might want to take this one.
Yeah, exactly. No. We won't do the FBI.
Yeah, you might want to take this one. No, I think that's all you call.
Oh, yeah, no. I will definitely not do the FBI thing, but I guess.
Alright.
Well, I don't know. What does it do? He thinks he's a hooker. Is that what it is?
Thinks he's a hooker? I don't get that at all.
I don't know.
I mean, does the person that. I was thinking maybe it could have been like the person that gave you the.
He thinks
number.
He
spelled it wrong. Hacker.
It's a hacker.
Well, the guy.
Hacker, not a hooker. He spelled it wrong. He means to say it's a hacker. He thinks he's a hacker, not a hooker. Apparently, he's been trying to hack people in Russia. Apparently, that's what's going on.
Oh, a hooker. Yeah, that didn't make any sense. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know what kind
he's of. He's a hooker.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
There's a big deal between blowing somebody and hacking them.
Exactly. There's a big difference there. Anyway.
But yeah, I mean, fucking A, man. It's called. Yeah, fucking Katie Kay said it. He knows that album.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Dude,
somebody played it for me today. Dude, I'm going to make. Dude, on my show next week, there's going to be like fucking electronica hardcore remixes of that shit.
Awesome, man. I'll be looking out for that. Be sure to share.
It is so fucking funny, man.
Okay, all right, well,
let's call that motherfucker, man.
I guess his name is Ahmed Yassin. Let me know. I'm going to copy this. I'm going to send it to you on your AOL, okay?
Yeah, let's not admit we're anybody but talk like we're FBI. That we could do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just make it think we're important. As long as we don't say we're cops or we're FBI or whatever, then it'll be cool.
Hey, you're investigators.
Okay,
investigators.
Here we go.
You know, we're investigating a complaint. That's all we got to say. Okay, and you got it over there, right?
What's that?
You got it over there? You got the info?
Yeah, I got that. Just got it.
Okay,
yeah,
I'll dial it in for you. Give me a second. I'll put that right through, okay, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on, everybody. We have Reclude online.
Yeah, the PCU. This is the PCU.
Okay. Right. Whatever Milkman said. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
All right.
Milkman's drunk again.
Okay. I'm fucking high as fuck.
Tell him you're working for PCU. It's the kiss of the tears, stinging and cold. The sum of the years,
you have
the heart of our hearts, heart of
9 cents.
The heart of the hopes and the fears that we've known, we know, we'll know. We were
throwing time away,
breathlessly
throwing time away.
Oh,
throwing time away.
Balance will allow you to talk for. 9 minutes, 29 seconds.
All right,
here's
come
up.
Reclude?
Yeah.
We're going to go with, we're from the Division of Foreign Hackers, the DFH.
Okay.
Try that. Or whatever you want, you know.
Okay. Hello? Hello. May I speak to a Mr. Ahmed Yassin?
Ahmed Yassin?
Yes, I must speak to him immediately, please.
Who's this?
Who am I speaking with, sir? I'm not sure I can disclose that. It's a very important matter, sir. I need to speak to Ahmed Yassin right away, please.
Ahmed or Mohammed?
Okay, it says right here in the paper. This is A-H-M-E-D. Okay. Is that okay? So I need that person right away.
No, I'm not Ahmed. I'm Mohammed.
Okay.
It must be me.
Here's the problem.
Sure.
I just gonna have to answer some questions real quick.
Sure.
And we're gonna find out what's going on. We know we're having some problems overseas.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, about the credit card.
Right, what do you think's happening overseas? Why don't you tell me in your own words?
Sure.
And be honest.
Sure. Are you talking about the Lingo account that I called in today to cancel it today because of what?
No, this is something a little more deep than that. We're not talking about credit cards, son. This is very serious. So no, you're not going to get off that easy.
Okay,
we're trying to do everything we can to keep them at bay. Do you realize that?
To keep me what?
We're trying to keep them appeased.
Sure.
The Russians are upset. We're trying to keep them appeased, all right? And I'm telling you, it's not that easy.
What did they do?
I need you to tell me everything.
Okay. I did not do anything. All what happened is that I did have an account on the Lingo with the Lingo, which is the voice over IP internet.
Okay, what were you doing on that? What was your purpose?
Purpose of what exactly?
Why were you on that program?
Okay, it's basic. Okay, here is everything.
Okay,
Okay, basically, I signed up with the Lingo devices, which are like there are three devices that actually would connect you through the internet. I signed up with those devices. Some calls were made.
You say Negro devices? Which kind of devices?
Lingo.
Okay, Lingo.
Yeah, actually
explain that to me.
Sure. Do you want me to give you like my account and my information and everything?
We already know that.
Well, you better. I mean, you're going to have to give it to the next person who calls anyway, so.
Sure.
You might as well go ahead and give it to me now.
Okay.
Wait a minute. We got all this right here. We just need, the thing I'm trying to find out.
Yes.
Is we're just trying to find out what happened with the Russians. That's all we want to know. We need to know, like, every detail of contact with the Russians, starting from the beginning.
Who's in Russia?
No, we know about the computers and what you've been doing, so... I mean, that's what we're trying to find out about. We're trying to just get the details.
Oh, okay, sure. Okay, I just want to understand, because I'm not Ahmed. First of all, I'm Mohammed.
No, that's fine. I understand, but go ahead.
Okay. Okay, basically, I got to know someone through the internet. His name is Talal.
Uh-huh.
He's in Moldova. He's not in Russia.
Okay.
Okay. He told me that we can have like a business, like a phone business. Basically, what he told me is that he has phone lines, international lines. He has a contract with a phone company that he can actually I have to send him a Lingo device that would actually that we can bring like customers from America and like register business and everything and have him contact and have like my customers contact that device, like it's a Lingo device, and then through that Lingo device basically he would connect them to like back home our country. Like
I don't think you understand, that's illegal. That's extremely illegal. I'm not sure where you're from. I mean that's crossing.
I'm from
that's
Sudan.
That's some major lines right there. I mean,
basically, what he told me.
I mean, we could start a war over this. I mean, this is crazy. You know, we can't. I mean, that's why the embassy is going to give you a call in just a little bit as well. Oh God.
This is really
serious. Because that's a major. I mean, oh God.
What's happening?
Especially in a time like this. I mean, this is...
I'm really so sorry.
Crazy thing. Well, you know, I understand. I mean, I understand, you know, I feel you that you might be innocent, but, you know, the judges, I don't know what they're going to think, you know.
What did they do? Am I in trouble?
Well, yeah, son.
What did they do,
you just
sir?
Violated international law.
I really don't know anything about that, sir.
Well, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse. I mean, it's going to have to come down.
Sorry?
I mean, if we're all going to get our hand released, you know, I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, it's going to come down. Well, you're going to get a call in just a little bit from the embassy.
Okay.
I don't know how to put this to you, but, I mean, you might as well just, you know, pack your bags. Pack your stuff.
And go where?
No, they're gonna come get you. Don't worry, they're just coming over. I mean, that's all there is to it.
What did they do, sir?
What's that?
What did they do?
What did who do?
What did I do?
Well, they're calling. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna connect you with somebody.
Okay, sure.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna explain it a little bit to you. Maybe.
Sure.
what we're going to do is we're going to have somebody from the Russian embassy explain this to you, because the man was not from Russia.
Okay.
He was from Russia. I think you have it misunderstood. I mean, maybe he lied to you, but this is what we're talking about, post-Cold War stuff. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I gotta connect you right here with Vladimir from the Russian embassy right now.
Sure.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Yep.
This is Vladimir. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. With whom am I speaking, please?
Mohammed Yassin.
What is the problem? My name is Vladimir. I'm with Russian embassy.
Okay.
Let me tell you, what kind of you damn Americans are trying to bring us down? What is this with the credit cards? Do you know how serious is this?
What do they do?
You don't understand. I don't think you understand, son.
Look,
this is international waters.
I tell you what, Mr. Yassin.
Yes.
We know about the Chechens. We know about the vodka. We know about your plans. We have been in Chechnya many years. And we are not...
for your destination.
That was another great break, dude. That was fucking hilarious.
He is pissing his pants.
Oh, my God.
He's
running away.
God.
I was, like, scared to death, man. I was like, I don't know how I kept that up. And I'm fucking high as a kite.
What did they do?
I usually do a good Russian, but I don't know. I couldn't get into character.
Yeah,
Damn it.
Great.
Damn it, man.
That was pretty funny, though. He's like...
he's thinking he's starting a war or something like that.
I said that's international waters, bud.
I was messaging you to tell him that we were going to DEF CON 3 or something like that. Make him think that.
Yeah, I was trying to read all that shit. I couldn't, like, I was like, fucking out of it.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Vladimir from the Russian embassy. Well, I tried to get him scared. I think maybe he was starting a war or something like that. I don't think we crossed any lines. I don't know if impersonating a Russian ambassador might be something you can't do. I'm burping. Excuse me. I'm drinking.
No, I didn't say it. I didn't even say who I was, dude. He's not one time did he ask, who are you?
He freaked out, though. He's like, oh.
He knew. He didn't even say my name on that call.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's like wanted, like he's calling his like bomb squad.
Exactly.
They're coming, Rocky.
He's calling Al Qaeda.
Run!
He's calling Al Qaeda. They know about the credit card.
He's going like he's gonna go into like the Underground Railroad.
Exactly. Cancel the
Underground
plans.
Railroad 2.
The minute I said Chechnya, he freaked out. I don't know. Maybe the guy's in the Chechen rebel stuff. I don't know, man. That was crazy shit. Anyway, and Excalibur is in the chairman saying I should ask if he has a towel nearby. No. That's bad. That's something.
I was about to say something. What was I about to say?
Yeah. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Anyway, Reclude, very well done, man. That was very well done.
Yeah, it was a funny call. It's like, it's good, man. It's just, I know it was a good night because there's been some really classic pranks.
I've had two or three.
Oh, the blacks are just funny.
Yeah, exactly. You can't beat blacks, man. It's hard to get blacks. Like I said, they don't answer block numbers normally, so that worked out perfectly.
Yeah, but they're like, it's funny. They're probably like high as hell and shit.
Exactly. Just sitting
over there and they're just like, oh, they probably think it's somebody in town or something.
Yeah, right on.
Where the hell was that?
That? I don't, Michigan, some dude, Michigan, it's probably in Dearborn or something like that,
motherfuckers of Detroit, that's funny.
You know how it is. Well, that's cool. Well, hey, Reclude, thank you very much, and you know what, guess what, I promised on your show I was quitting weed two nights tonight. It's been 48 hours since I last choked up, and I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm doing it, man. It's crazy.
Oh, that's hard. I tried to do it, but then I like my dude had one, so I said, all right, I'll get it.
Yeah, that's how I do it. Every time, that's my excuse. Always like, well, I already called the guy. You know what I mean? Always trying to find an excuse, but this time, no excuses, and we'll see how I do it. Well, I'm drinking though. I can drink still. We'll do that. I might pick up smoking cigarettes. No, I'm kidding. Athena's smoking cigarettes. Nah, we don't need that.
That guy's running for the border now,
exactly.
Man.
He's packing up.
He's going to catch it. Why pack your bags, son? I don't know how to break it to you.
Exactly. He's getting ready to fly back to Dubai or wherever the hell he's from. All right, Reclude. Well,
you're going to jail, motherfucker. You're going to jail.
You're going to Gitmo. What the hell's it called?
Guantanamo Bay. That's where he's headed to.
Guantanamo. Guantanamo. Say, hey, buddy, you got to cut the next flight to Guantanamo Bay.
Exactly. Yeah, we
motherfucker.
Should, yeah, you should call him back and say, we're calling from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Something like that. Anyway.
We got to call, like, you know what we should do? We should call, like, places in, like the barrio in fucking L.A.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
He's like, hey, hello, this is immigration. He's the point of your front door.
Exactly. Immigration, INS is on the way. You have expired. All right, man. So, Tuesday night, for everybody to know, Tuesday night you'll be on 10 p.m. as normal, right?
What's that? Oh, 10 p.m. Once I get done with this band shit, dude, I'm going to be, like, fucking on all the time.
Awesome. Awesome.
Like,
man, awesome.
Not all the time, but, like, earlier at least. The more hours.
Exactly, yeah. Well,
in short.
For the time being, at some point on Tuesday night, you're going to be on, right? Tuesday night hand release?
You're probably about a couple hours, yeah, and then cool. That'd be nice. I'm
right
fucked
on.
Up, but right I'm sure I might have weed still then, but I might smoke it all right tonight.
Well, you gotta pace yourself so you don't run out, man. That's the clue.
Fuck it, man. I just get some more. Fuck it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck
easy
it.
Enough. Easy enough. All right, Reclude, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it
easy. Take care. All right, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, Reclude, everybody. Thank you very much for calling in. Reclude, the host of the Tuesday Night Hand Release. Where the hell is this number from? This isn't no goddamn... No, it's not. Okay, let's see who this is.
Did you get that song I sent you?
You're in the madhouse. You're in the madhouse.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Nice to have you on with the calling card.
Womp, 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 womp.
Can you hear me?
Womp, womp.
Yes,
womp.
Hello there.
Womp. Hello there.
Yeah, how can we help you? I thank you very much. I'm calling from overseas.
Oh, hey.
Right now, just...
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Where are you from? You're from Mandova. Where is it again? I'm sorry.
In Mandova.
Mandova. Where is
somewhere.
It?
It's a small country between Romania and Ukraine.
Oh my God! Between Romania and Ukraine?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Were you a Soviet bloc country at some point?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were. Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. What's up?
You have just done a great job, really. You just killed us here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. My English is so lousy.
Oh, you're doing great.
We're engineers here. Oh, thanks. We are a group of engineers here. We're doing our night shift, and it's very funny for us. You know, you change our mood. We thank you very much.
Right.
We want to help you. We think
yeah,
you need, like, calling cards or whatever. How can we buy them for you? How can we help you with that?
You're
really great.
We got funding. All you have to do, if you want to help me, is do a promo right now for the show, if you don't mind. A promotion. Can you do that for me?
Yes, I can do it.
Okay.
How can I make it?
All right. Just give us your name. Say I'm so and so, and I'm listening to the Madhouse from
wherever.
From wherever, and
yeah.
on PCU radio. All right. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everybody. My name is Matthew Alfonso. I am calling from Moldova. It's a small country between Ukraine and Romania. I am listening to this crazy radio, this crazy show. It's really fun. We just like it very much, very much. Please come and listen to it and enjoy your time. Thank you very much, guys. You're doing your best, really.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good enough. Thank you very much, sir. Now tell me, you're a former Soviet bloc country. How old are you?
I'm 29 years.
You're 29 years. So you were around. You remember the whole Soviet thing, right? Was it shitty?
Yeah.
Are you better off now than you were back then? I mean, I know the job situation is probably worse now, right?
Yeah, the situation is horrible now.
That's
horrible. Maybe before, you know, the government used to offer everything for everyone, so everything was like stable for everyone. But right now, we have to fight just to live our lives. But it's going better now. We see some Americans. We even see black people. Come on, people.
Wow, black people.
Freedom. We see black people here, yeah?
Yeah.
This is wonderful, you know? You see all colors.
You know, one day you'll see a Puerto Rican, and that's when it's over. You might not know what a Puerto Rican is, but eventually you'll find out, and you're gonna wish you knew. I'm sorry. Anyway.
That is funny. Thank you very much. Really, really, I appreciate this work. And from now on up, I would like really to thank my friend Ron.
Uh-huh.
I just got to him today, and he said, come to this show. It's wonderful. And since that time, now we have 3 hours for just listening to you.
Uh-huh.
You're killing us, guys. We love it very much. Thank
you. Great.
Really.
Hey, keep listening. Tell all your friends, and
call back.
You're more than welcome to be on here on our show on the Madhouse. We appreciate
you. We'll do a call with you.
Sure.
All right.
Sure, brother, sure.
Okay, my
sure.
friend.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right, God bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye, whatever.
Thanks.
I say God bless you.
Wow,
that's awesome, man. We're totally international. I've heard of Moldova.
Yeah, Moldova. Yeah.
I thought it was like the Maldives. Isn't there some island somewhere? The Maldives.
No, Yeah, that's something else. That's not even the same. This is a country here in Europe. What he's talking about.
In Eastern Europe. Imagine that, man. That's crazy.
Yeah,
we're all over. We're in former Soviet countries. The world has changed in 10 years. But I can be talking to people who used to be under communist rule.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man.
Bird shithead.
Yeah, exactly. Bird shithead used to be their master, not anymore. He did a lot of good things, man.
He did. He's the one that killed it.
He's the one that killed it. Him and Reagan both did it, and the Pope. And
right.
MTV. And MTV.
Yeah.
Yep, man. All right, well, hey, guess what? I got to pee. So we're going to get back back to pranking here. We'll
Before
do,
Putin.
Yeah, we're going to do a few more calls. I'm feeling
did you get that
good
song
right.
I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Play that, man.
All right, it's good, man. You're not shitting me here, are
it's,
you?
No, it's a song about. Okay, what it is there's a big movement here, a rally get rid of Bush. It's called Drive Out the Bush Regime. The world can't wait. In 6 days, they're going to begin the end of the Bush regime.
Right.
And there's a song that was done about the movie 1984.
Right.
You remember the movie 1984, George Orwell?
Yeah, everybody didn't have the rights and the guys running away.
Right,
and the
they watched everything you did. They knew everything.
Right.
Well, this song is a parody, but it's bringing Bush and how it is affecting us today with what the regime is doing.
Okay, all right. Well, I have to find that here, though, real quick. Give me
Song for Freedom.
Song for Freedom. Song for Freedom.
It's called 1984.
Okay, give me a second. I'll get that on here. I gotta set up the break to shit. I'm never on time, and I apologize to everybody. I usually have my my break set up nicely. This is gonna be a repeat of a break. Let me stop explaining. Right. It'll be the break that you're gonna hear is gonna be songs you probably heard before previously on our break. So I apologize ahead of time. Let me load that up here. Boom, boom, boom. I don't know where that went. Shit. I put that over here instead. Okay, there's that. And damn it, so anticlimactic. I'm sorry, everybody. Give me a second here. You sent that on AIM, the Madhouse Radio, going back, Solar Vision. I can't find it. Damn it, man. What was the name of the file? What's it called?
1984.mpg.
1984.mpg. MP3. There it is. All right, this better be good. This is a song, right? I can play it for the break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real music.
Okay. Cool. All right, here it comes, everybody. I'll be right back after this. It is now midnight. It is now Friday. You made it to the weekend. Congratulations, you bastards.
Yeah.
It's almost time for the weekend. Well, it is the weekend. I consider this a weekend, so thank you for joining in. Bear with us during the break. I'll be right back. We'll get to more prank calls, and we'll call it a night. We have plenty of show left. And we'll be right back in a moment. You're listening to The Madhouse on PC Radio.
The Madhouse will be back right after this.
Fuck your life, nigga. Fuck your life, nigga.
Wow. Lots of stuff going on in the chat room, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Yeah, I was telling Athena now, what's with all the fucking indictments, man?
Dude, man, it's coming down. They're guilty, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we've always known it, but thank God, you know, they're going to prove it.
Well, it's like Athena's explaining to me now. He doesn't really have anything to lose at this point. I mean, he's not up for re-election or anything, but, I mean, shit.
Well, of course he does. Yes, he does.
He has his
reputation. Don't understand, the whole thing he's wanted to do is continue this Republican neocon stranglehold in a corporate control war. He's losing all that now.
Yeah, well, it's like Sean Ward said.
The legacy will be he destroyed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's like Sean Ward said. You had Clinton come in there and try to change all, you know, run the government, mm-hmm. you know, completely different in a different way.
A health program? Come on.
And they put the same goddamn people in charge. You know,
I had $180 damn dollars to get my eyes looked at.
Now that's ridiculous.
Oh yeah. No. Don't get me started on the state of the medical industry now, because I'll get angry.
I hate that, man. But I mean, that was the kind of thing that Clinton was trying to straighten out. Like Kansas got
universal health care, and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, why can't we?
I guess we can.
You can go over there and buy cheap medicine, like a third of what we pay here.
I guess it's illegal. It makes sense that the poor can't get a quality heart surgery, and it makes sense that I have to pay $150, to get an MRI.
How about $60 to fill up my damn tank? $3 a damn gallon.
Exactly. And fucking. Well, hey, you know what? ExxonMobil.
All the refineries are up working and everything.
Yeah, but you know what? ExxonMobil. What are they posting? 61. 60. Some kind of record. I don't even want to start, man. I just get angry.
Profits.
Yeah, record profit for ExxonMobil, despite the fact that we're going through all this shit.
November 2nd. Mobilize.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Nothing you can do, man. I'm telling you, it's the fall of Rome. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I hate to say it, but it's the way shit's going now, I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what to say. Anyway, enough of that, because we're going to alienate people.
No, it's overdue.
I lost, come out
of Babylon.
Yeah, we've lost 7 people during the break, so we need to get back to calling people.
Oh, that's all right, all right.
Anyway, that's... Let's be nice now. I'm sure there's at least one Republican listening. And not that I hate Republicans, I just hate the religious right. God damn it. Oh, man. And
there's a difference now that's finally coming out.
Yeah.
Religious knuckleheads and the actual Republicans are actually two separate beings in one party.
That's the truth right there. There's a difference between the religious conservative right and Republicans. The thing is, the goddamn religious people, the religious right gets in there and they just want to take over, and they want to take over, and they want to push their values and push their views on everybody, and they'll do whatever it takes, and whatever.
And they're self-righteous, and they say it's in the name of God, blah, blah, blah.
My ass.
Our religion
is the
only thing.
My ass.
That's all that matters.
Bullshit. God doesn't care, and God doesn't care about gays either. If God cared about gays and goddamn it, in the Bible, Jesus would have said something about homosexuals. Where in the Bible, you tell me, where in the goddamn Bible does Jesus say anything about homosexuals? Where?
Jesus don't say nothing about it. That's
say,
Old
if,
Testament.
If it was such a big goddamn deal, then he would have said something about it. That's how I see
it. It's in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
That's where that
old,
stuff
the
is
old
about
Testament for the,
lying
for the,
with a brother.
For the most part, the Old Testament is null and void. Jesus
it
came,
is.
Jesus came
That's
and,
the
and
covenant.
He rewrote everything. He said, love
That's
your neighbor. He didn't come out and say anything about homosexuality. You know why? Because it's not a fucking problem. It's not a big fucking deal, people. Get over it. Get over it. Making mountains out of a molehill out of bullshit. Who fucking cares who you sleep with? What's your sexual preferences? Who
I'm not interested
cares?
In it.
I'm not either. I don't know. Why hate? Why you know what?
I sleep with my guitar every night, if you really want to know.
You're a goddamn guitar fucker is what you are. And you're going to hell because you're
it's
not
It's got a hole in the middle of it.
I guess whatever floats your boat, man. Do what you want.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. You know what? All this shit has turned me off in the last 10 years of my life. I slowly and slowly, I turn my back on my own religion of Catholicism, because I get tired of them talking about how women don't have the right to make a choice to end a life, and how people are going to hell for their sexual preference, whatever. And now I'm just turned off of religion as it is. I don't even have...
Well, look at all them damn priests. They're the ones that are doing all the damn pedo shit anyway.
Exactly. The system's all fucked up, and you don't throw rocks in glass houses, and you just behave yourself as what you need to. Anyway, whatever. I digress. It is now 12:13. Yes, my clock is 4 minutes fast. I just realized.
You are hot for a call. Maybe we ought to call Natika.
We should. She doesn't want to talk to me anymore. She's upset at me. Natika's pissed. I'd call.
You got to call Miss Mary for the night's over.
Yeah,
though.
Let me call her early. Last time I woke her up and I felt bad.
Yeah.
Do you think I should call her? Maybe?
I'll get you the number right now. Call her. She likes you.
Don't worry.
You're her adopted son.
I've got it here somewhere.
You've got to tell her that you made it through the hurricane.
I got it here. I got Mary Menzies here. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Let's call her real quick. Let's talk to her for a little bit. And see what's up with her.
This will lighten it up.
Yeah, let's lighten things up. And then we'll get some more. We get to a few prank calls, and we'll call it a night. Probably all around 12:45 or so. We'll give you another half hour, 45 minutes. So stay with us, please.
Not so soon.
If you want to call in, by all means, call in toll free 888-278-8509. You notice that the minute I finally got my head out of my ass, and figured out that the phone line wasn't working. The phone was ringing off the hook. So, anybody,
yeah, man, you couldn't get him to stop.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to call in, now's your time. By all means, the lines are free. 888-278-8509. Milkman, if you don't mind posting that in the chat room for me while I get this call going. And that's toll-free, free of charge. If you don't mind, and if you haven't yet, please visit kdkprankcalls.com. That is the home for our good friend KDK. Who is right. The owner and our inspiration for the station that you're listening to now, PCU Radio, Prank Call Underground Radio.
Our proud sponsor.
Yeah, our proud sponsor, exactly. Also, please visit SeanWard.net. That's for the Sunday night show, which is on at 9 p.m. Eastern. Sean Ward, who had a great show, by the way, last Sunday on his return.
That was a rabble-rouser.
Mm-hmm. Yep, old Mabel returned. Of course, tomorrow night you can hear Zolar Vision. Actually, what is Zogo Vision? Is
special
that
edition Zogo Vision.
Special edition
featuring Zolar Vision at the new studios of Dr. Lego, and all the insane it's going to pursue. My God!
Exactly. And Dr. Lego, of course, the as you call him, the voice of PCU, the man who provides us with our server space for. Well, actually, where you're listening to us right now on PCU Radio,
right, our Shoutcast,
our Shoutcast server. Who is also a featured co-host. Practically, he runs Billy Mira.
Billy's not in that much, so, you know.
Yeah. What's up with Billy? I mean, he's funny and all, but I don't think he likes to prank calls. You know, he said himself.
He's busy working on his career. That's number one for Bill.
Yeah, well, he's good.
Nothing wrong with that. But.
He's done stuff recently on Saturday Night Live. He did some voices on...
right.
Yeah, on the Joe.
I don't have nothing against that.
No,
it's
no,
just,
no. By all means,
yeah, it's just a lot of times though they ought to call it Dr. Lego's.
Prank the world, exactly. Yeah, prank the world. Oh yeah. Well, Lee can visit Lego at prankthe.com. You can visit Billy Mira at Billy Mira. That's BillyMira. Excuse me, Billy Mira. Comedy.com. And Reclude. He doesn't have he has Reclude.com, but I don't think it's working yet. He's got something on there. He's got some music shit. But Reclude
something.
Reclude is on Tuesday nights at usually at 10 p.m., 7 p.m., whatever. If you tune in, you'll find out. He's probably going to be on at 10 p.m. For the time being. That's a Tuesday night hand release. Like I said, Billy Mira is on here along with Dr. Lego and assorted others. Yep. 8 p.m. Eastern on PCU Radio. Saturday nights. I'm all out of order. I'm confusing everybody. Saturday nights is the staple show of the network. That is KDK's Lunatic Fringe, 10 p.m. Eastern, here on PCU. Wednesday night, KDK also returns for a non-prank call show, which is also very good. Last night was a very good show, like you said. That's at 10 p.m. as well. That's KDK's Psycho Babble at 10 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday nights, and you can always visit us here as you are tonight, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, no, 9:15 p.m. No, usually 9:15, probably more like 9:30 Eastern Standard Time for the Madhouse. Also, be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. If this is your first time or one of your first times listening to the show, be sure to visit madhouselive.com and get your fix on... the plethora of prank calls that are on there, which haven't been updated since like September 13th. I really need to get in there and edit some of the better calls that I've had.
So those are all what? Carly, those are all free MP3s that the listeners can download and enjoy at their leisure?
Free MP3s of calls and free MP3s
what?
Of show archives. Yes, I know you're surprised.
Oh, my God.
I know you're finally hearing this for the first time, I'm sure.
I'm so retarded that I can't remember much more than a couple sentences of what you said. Who is
exactly.
this?
I'm KDK, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, hi, Keith.
Keith, Dave.
Hey, well, big shout-out. Let me do a big shout-out there. Madman, also. Madman does our terrific hosting right here in our chat room. He's got IRC Lazy.
Right.
Dash.net.de.
Whatever.
You can go check it out. He's got some fantastic web hosting prices there, too. You're going to die.
Okay, good deal. Yeah. Yeah, share that with everybody. And, of course, Satan in the chat room. Let me go ahead and go to the chat room real quick, give a shout out to everybody who's in there joining us in. You can go to KDKPrankCalls.com to join in the madness in the chat room for the PCU stream. Give a shout out real quick to Satan, of course, as I said. We've got Madman in there, Milkman in there as well. Reclude is in there. I myself and KDK. To the regulars here for PCU, Ben Luton is in there. We got Cerebus, Chainsaw, Da Dead. Da Dead is crazy. Da Dead cracks me up. Lonesome Loser is in there. Of course, DTT, Superfan is in there as well. Got some new people in there. Dars, Estimated Profit. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, he's been active tonight.
Yeah, well, welcome in. Excalibur's in there. Jay Nefarious, Mr. James Nefarious. I haven't heard from Megs in a very long time. I wonder what's up with her.
She's probably behind the keyboard because I think Jay Neff usually grabs a keyboard, and she only gets on whenever he's either asleep or AFK.
I hope they're still okay. That's the power couple. Yeah, Joel California, who's...
Their sidekick Chuck.
Yeah, his sidekick Chuck's in there, who's a friend of Zolar. Right, he helped Zolar out a lot. He put up what the hell did he put up in the chat? He put up Zolar Vision wallpaper up too recently. I think that was today, right? He put up a Zolar... I know, you don't check the forum so much, right? You're not active in that.
I haven't checked them today. I was busy trying to get my computer running.
Right.
And there's our buddy there, Tucker.
Tucker, yeah. Tucker's in there.
Old Tucker Mike, man. He's got a great site, too, man. He's a good artist.
Yeah, exactly. We got Tucker. Phaser's in there. Phaser, who came through with that excellent call that we did with Reclude and myself to the Russian deal. We got someone from the X3N clans in there, Evil Donner. He's in DeLand, Florida.
That's the leader of the clan.
That's cool. He's actually, I believe he's the one from DeLand, right? Yeah, he's the guy from, he's from my hometown. Which is really cool. When I saw him, I was like, wow, man, you're like from my hometown that I grew up in. So that's really cool to meet someone like that. Of course, my girlfriend Athena's in there monitoring, make sure I'm not flirting with anybody. Any of the guys in there, she's laughing.
Stop that. Now, I mean it.
You got SpongeBob in there, Sly M, and Silver Kaz. Everybody, thank you very much for joining in. And we've got another call here live. Let's go ahead and take that real quick. You're on a mat. Shit. I lost it. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Just my god.
Damn luck. You're in the madhouse.
Oh, Carlito.
Goddamn.
Oh. Yeah.
Jerk it. Go.
To me.
Get it off. Hurry up.
What's up?
Get that hand released.
What's up?
Not much. Hurry
up. Are you going to go? Yeah, are you anti-Bush?
Am I anti-Bush?
Yeah, anti.
I didn't vote for him last time. I voted for the other guy. I'll admit.
I voted liberal.
I'm not a fan of Bush. I'm not a fan of the war. I do admit that I did vote for Bush in 2000. I'm embarrassed to say, but it's the truth. But I don't support him now. I don't support him now.
I think the only Bush we like is between a girl's legs.
Dude, exactly. You know what? Who Bush is from? The very roots are from Germany.
Really?
They're fucking Hitler.
I don't know, but Germany's got some weird stuff going on. They've got like half Nazis. They've got half Nazis over there still, man. I don't know. And even the French have Nazis there too, still in politics.
And we have the Nazis.
Yeah, we have Nazis.
We still have some Nazis.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
We still have fucking Nazis from World War II.
Yeah, double agents, fifth column people. Yeah, I'm sure they still exist. Yeah, yeah. A lot of them came to America. Actually, you know what? The NASA, for the most part, NASA was run by ex-Nazi rocket engineers who were captured after World War II and were brought to America to help us in the space race. For as a matter of fact, what is it? Von Braun, isn't that the name of the guy? Who designed
the V2s. He went to the moon. He designed the rocket or whatever that went to the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Was the Hitler henchman.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a member of the SS.
The SS, exactly. And his work that put Jews and
and basically slavery work to build these V2 rockets and rocket planes and stuff to bomb New York that they never got a chance to do, and the first jet planes that were ever built by the Nazis and everything. That same work went into creating the ICBMs, the nuclear ICBMs in the Cold War, and the rockets that put man on the moon. If you want to believe, I don't know anymore. It's, a lot of people say it was all fake about putting man on the moon. I don't know.
It's true.
Yeah. Do you know that there still escape Nazis down in like Brazil or something?
They're all over South America, Argentina,
yeah.
Everything. Yeah, they're always.
There's a little camp over there.
Yeah.
That they probably kill people and stuff.
Yeah, they went to South America, and every once in a while they get extradited to Israel or Germany, and they get tried on war crimes. They're all dying, but every once in a while you hear one being found and extradited, and every once in a while you even hear about them being caught here in America, actually getting extradited. I know a few of them have actually been taken to Israel and have been tried and have been found guilty and everything, so... What's that movie by who's that guy? There was a movie that I saw. Was it At Pupil, where they talked about that? I think there was a movie it came out in 98, I think, or 99. At Pupil. It was a book by whoever the guy that did the Pet Cemetery. I forget his name now. Who the hell is that faggot? No, I'm sorry.
Stephen King.
Check it out. I think it's called At Pupil. I think it's Stephen King. Yeah.
King. Okay.
Stephen, you know who Stephen King is. The movie's
I know.
I believe it's At Pupil. That's really interesting. That's an interesting Nazi movie. What else? What is the one with the guy? There's that Nazi movie, American History X. That's an awesome movie right there, too. That deals with Nazis. Yeah, that's the skinhead.
I never seen that shit.
Oh, American History X is an awesome dude. That is a good movie, man. You got to see. There's a scene in it where black people try to break into the skinhead's house, and he totally fucks them up. Yeah, you got to check that out, man. Yeah, rent that. Yeah. American History X. That's got James.
I'm gonna go to Hollywood then.
Yeah. What
Hollywood City?
James Norton. Is it James Norton? That's the guy, right? James Norton from Fight Club? Yeah, he's in.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, anyway. And James Norton and the guy, the kid from Terminator 2 is in it, too. The awesome movie. You got to check it out. Anyway. So what's up with
you? Boycott the Blockbusters. Yeah. I'm going to boycott it and go to a Hollywood video. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Yeah. Well, fuck. I don't go to either of them. A Hollywood video... I got into an argument with them. They blacklisted me because I didn't return a movie because I didn't feel like it, basically. So I can't go over there anymore to rent. And Blockbuster sucks. So actually, I'm strictly Netflix right now, and I love it. I did the switch to Netflix, and I won't go back, to be honest with you. They have a better selection anyway, and I just burn movies now. So fuck Blockbuster is what I got to say.
You like get them from Netflix, burn them.
Yeah, exactly. And send
them
back.
Do you use DVD shrink?
I use, is it DVD? I'll tell you in a second. I got to pull up. I use DVD shrink. When DVD shrink doesn't work, I use DVD decryptor. But 90% of the time, I use DVD shrink. That's right.
Yeah, it's a nice freeware utility.
It is. It's hard to find now, but it's very nice. You go to, I forgot the website. I don't know. Alta Vista. I don't know. There's a website.
DVDshrink.com. Or you. They don't host it anymore on their site.
Yeah, after you go to AfterDawn.
General Bush.
AfterDawn.com. AfterDawn.com.
You guys Google it or go to the Divx site and download it from there.
Yeah, definitely.
Divx Digest or some shit.
Right, you got it. That's right. As a DVD shrink is the shit, man. So, hey, Dead, thank you very much for calling in, man. And you always appreciate it.
Yeah, you did all the talking, so...
Yeah. No, you did too. You did plenty of talking, man. I like it when you call in. Yeah. It's great. It's good that you're calling into the shows now. It's very good.
Yeah, I know.
I like it when you guys call in. All right, man.
Hey, so, one more thing.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of Prankmaster?
What do I think about Prankmaster? From what I hear about what happened last night, I didn't hear it firsthand, but I trust everybody saying that he admitted to it. About the whole thing, so it's all coming together. I don't appreciate, I don't condone abusing children. He's been banned from the chat room. He's been banned. They're attempting to ban him, I guess, from listening to the stream. For the most part, I'm not going to have him on because I can't. I mean, I can't. If everybody's against him, if KDK is against him, if Zolar is against him, I'm not going to be putting some guy on who nobody wants to be on. You know what I mean? I'm not going to piss everybody off just to make, you know, him happy, make a few other people happy who might support him. I don't have a personal problem with him, but what he did is true. I can't condone it, and you know, I can't have him on. You know what I mean? I know you don't appreciate it.
No.
I know you're against it.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm against it.
All right, well,
I wish that they won't, you know, release them from the prison. They would freaking castrate them.
Yeah.
Fuck the chemical castration, because, you know, they won't take their meds or nothing.
Right.
If they don't, they, you know, go and attack women again and fuck this shit. Who cares?
It keeps happening. Yeah, exactly. Hurt
them and...
It's an endless cycle. Yeah, it's an endless cycle, for sure. For sure, man. Well, hey, you know what? For the most part, it's over. I don't think we're going to be hearing him of him ever again.
Yeah, who cares?
Exactly.
Fuck it, just ignore him and...
Yeah.
It's dead.
It's dead. Just like you, it's dead. You know what I mean? And, you know, if for the most part, it's been going on for 6, 7, whatever, how many weeks has been going on. I think it's dead and buried for the most part.
Like 2 months?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about it again. We just ignorance is bliss. You know what I mean? This is pretend it never happened. It's over.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Pretend that he never came to PCU or nothing.
Exactly. That's exactly what we need to do. Nothing to worry about, man. And you know what? In a month, we'll be like Prankmaster Who. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nobody gonna know him or nobody gonna heard of him or nothing.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, my man. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in.
See you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. All right, take care.
Yeah, bye.
All right, later, man. Bye.
Peace, Dad.
Peace to Dad. All right, excellent. The Dad calling in. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Yay. It's always good to hear from him.
Yeah.
All right, so what was I doing again?
We were going to call Mary.
We were going to call Miss Mary before we run out of time here, because it's starting to get late. Oh, man. Okay. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Nothing ever works right here. Okay, Jane Affairs. James is telling me Meg has optical neuritis, which I have no idea what that is,
but it sounds
serious. Hopefully she will get better, but it could be something permanent. Anybody know what
optical... Inflammation of her eye. She could get blind.
Oh, my God. That's like, Athena, do you know what optical neuritis is?
No.
That's not what your dad has, right? Okay. All right. Well, we want to give a shout out to Meg. She has optical neuritis. Hopefully, she'll get better. According to James, it could be something permanent. So we give her a shout out. Of course, yes, we give a big shout out to Meg, and she's in our thoughts. And
all our prayers out to you, man.
Yeah, most definitely, everybody. All our prayers and thoughts out to Meg and to James. Hopefully, she feels better. Most definitely. I'm sorry to hear that. No wonder. I haven't heard from her.
Been around.
Exactly, man. I was wondering what was up with her. Well, that's very sad. I'm sure everything will work out. If not, then, you know, your thoughts and prayers are with us, and, you know, we're here. If anything we can do for you, James, anything you need, by all means, and Meg's also, if you're listening, let us know. We'll be here for you. Okay.
Yeah. Call in if you feel like making a laugh.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll do what we can. If we need, you know, sometimes a laugh is the best cure, so. Maybe KDK has been known to cure people, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So hey, try that way. Okay, let me get back to Miss Mary. Let's try to call Miss Mary real quick. We'll call her. We'll get a few more calls in. I don't think Lonesome's in the chat room, but I don't think he's been able to confirm. He might be busy. But we'll try at least one or two more calls. If you have any numbers that you want me to try, now would be the time before we end the show here pretty quickly. Say that to me, AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo users, Madhouse PCU Radio. Even if I'm not in the air, by all means, add me to your Betty list. Talk to me if you want to just talk PCU or just talk about what's going on. Any ideas, any suggestions for the show. Also, if you want to email the show with your own prank calls, you can email them to KDK. I forget his Gmail account. I'm sure it's on the website. Or if you'd like me to play them for you, by all means, go ahead. You can reach me at madhouseradio@gmail.com. Again, all this information is on our website, madhouselive.com. on the listen join link at the top right hand corner of the page. So if you have your own prank calls, if you have the ability to record them and you want to share them with us or with KDK, let us know, send them to us, we'll be happy to play it as long as it's good. We'll give you your shot, and if you want to call in, by all means you can also. Just like the dead, 888-278-8509. Let's go ahead and call our good friend, the mother of the madhouse, as I like to think of her, Miss Mary Menzies, in the Virgin Islands, an island woman who always never has a problem. Even, what, I woke up like at, 1:30 a.m. last time? She was willing to talk to me. She's like, oh, no, I'll talk to you. She didn't want to pray with me, though. Damn it, man. Okay. Hang on, everybody. If I get some music, I'll...
You have to have her do a prank with you one time. Like, call me.
She'll probably be against that. She's too Christian. But, yeah, let's give her a call, and then we'll come
that's
back to
wrong.
You.
Let's give her a call. That's wrong.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll give her a call, and we'll do maybe a few more prank calls, and we'll call it a night. Thank you for hanging in there, everybody. We'll be right back all in just a moment.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak with Ms. Mary, please?
Huh?
Mary?
Uh-huh.
Mary, how you doing?
Okay.
It's Carlito. How you doing tonight?
All right.
All right. Did I wake you up again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep waking you up. You want me to stop calling you this late? Should I call you earlier from now on or what?
Okay.
It's okay. Well, I don't mean to wake you up and all, but I just want to let you know, don't worry, I thank you for your prayers, I made it through the hurricane okay and everything.
Okay.
We're here, we're safe. How's everything over there?
We're over here fine also.
Alright, that's good.
Did you go? Have a lot of sun and...
Yeah? Good.
Been happy.
You been going to church?
Huh?
You been going to church?
Yeah.
Good. How was church last week?
Very good.
Very good? Just good or very good?
Very good.
Very good? Well, that's good. Well, Mary, I'm going to let you go back to sleep. I didn't mean to wake you up, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, look, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to you next week. I'll try to call you a little earlier so I don't wake you up, all right?
All right.
All right. Then you get some sleep, all right?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I always feel bad when I wake up.
Oh, she loves you too, Carly.
Yeah,
that's
she finally said she
loves
me. That's so great, man.
Yeah.
This is great, because I normally don't talk to my mom, and I need to get my mom fixed. So, I normally don't talk to my mom on Thursdays, because I'm always doing the show when she normally calls.
Right.
Well,
she's like our adopted mother. She has adopted the madhouse.
That's right. That's
all
right.
All the cuckoos that hang out here. Okay.
Exactly. So I'm looking at Madman's webpage here. He's got hosting. What, 12 gigabyte data transfers?
You see that price?
For $3.95.
$3.95? Wow. What?
You can't beat
that.
This
is what you get?
They're crazy. That's crazy. What doesn't, what did that sound like?
Yeah, I told somebody $4, and they said, what, $4? I said, all right, actually, $3.95.
Wow.
They said, well, that's more like it.
That's even better. Yeah, that's 5 cents cheaper than what you were saying.
I said, well, yeah, that nickel meant something back in 1932.
Hell yeah. Well, you know how the gas...
When I was a kid.
You know how the gas stations do it, where they'll charge you $2.99, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just to keep it under that $3 mark. And they'll do anything to keep it under that psychological marker. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress. Let's go ahead and you sent me a number here sent by somebody. Let me get back to it because I lost it. Chris Campbell? Got a number
no,
for...
No, that's the person you're calling. This is the number for Chris Campbell. It's by estimated profit.
Yeah, that's what
from
I'm saying.
Some guy he knows from Florida.
From Florida?
Some kid from Florida. I don't know. He didn't really have much more information now. He just knows him from the internet.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you sure about that zip code, the area code 945? I think that should be 954.
I don't know. That's what he sent. I don't know. You might got it wrong. You would know better. I'm not in Florida right now.
That's a Fort Lauderdale number, I think. No, that's a...
Okay.
What's further south? West Palm Beach? Fort Lauderdale? Something like that. All right, we'll try it. You know what? I don't think it's going to work, though. I think that's the area of the state that has... I'll try it, but at work I've been trying to call West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and Miami all week. You can't get through, man. I'll try it. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Let me try it. I'm not against trying things.
954, that's right.
It is 954?
Yeah, you corrected it.
I doubt it'll work, but I'll try.
Hello? Hello, is this the Campbell residence?
Yes, it is.
Great, this is Scott. I'm calling you from FEMA.
Yes, sir.
This is Scott calling from FEMA.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got your claim here. I'm afraid we're going to have to decline you for any type of aid. You're actually going to have to return any type of aid you received here in the last few days. You're not eligible for aid, sir. You're not even an American citizen. What the hell are you trying to do?
I think I have the wrong number, sir.
No. Look here. We show you got some aid here for the storm. You're not eligible. You're not an American citizen, and we're sick and tired of you damn Floridians trying to steal all the government money. What the heck you trying to do, boy? What, you think you can buy a widescreen TV, goddamn digital cable box, goddamn Pokemon cards? What are you trying to buy, a brand new card? The hell's wrong with you, boy?
I should try on some.
You better give me my money back, Mr. Campbell. You're stealing from the government. You're stealing from the baby's mouth. There's plenty of Haitians down in Homestead that need this money. It's funny, huh? You like stealing from the government?
Where are you right now, man?
I'm in Washington, D.C. This is FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Call on your cell phone.
Well, what the hell? Come on, now. $3,218.25.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? That's a lot of spam. That's a lot of spam to feed them hungry babies' mouths. You think it's funny to take advantage of Hurricane Wilma? Yeah, it's funny. We're going to send another hurricane down there if you people don't get in shape. I ain't laughing. Don't make me send the Russians down there. The hell. How you doing with the hurricane anyway, boy?
I'm actually doing pretty good. My parents got hit pretty bad with it, but...
Well, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
So?
How's your house?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I live in an apartment.
You live in an apartment?
Yeah.
What kind of apartment? Second floor? Third floor?
Third.
You afraid of them winds? Well, you stay with your parents, didn't you?
Do what?
You stayed with your parents, didn't you?
No.
Because you're afraid. Would you go to a shelter?
No, I stayed.
In your apartment you stayed?
Yeah, I'm up in Tallahassee, though.
And where?
Tallahassee? Yep.
My ass. My ass, you're in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, you live in a trailer park, damn it.
That's where I'm from, but I don't go there now.
Well, tell you what, we need you to go back down there. We got a lot of branches that need to be moved.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and matter of fact, Jimmy Carter's on his way down. He's going to build a few houses for Habitat for Humanity.
Uh-huh.
And you're drafted.
Oh, yeah?
You better get ready. You got a good pair of work pants?
I wish.
Pack yourself some sandwiches and get down there. We'll be at your house here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. You better get some sleep. We're going to put you to work. Well, we ain't paying you to sit. We ain't putting you to sit around your apartment masturbating to porn. It's time to get to work. Jeb Bush needs you, boy. That's how we do things here in Tallahassee.
I'm actually doing pretty good.
No, I said this is how we do things in Tallahassee.
Oh,
we don't play. You lazy bastard. Either that, or you better get out of state.
Take the bag from over your ears, boy.
Yeah, you open your ears. And listen how things are going down now. The Bush family needs you. We got plenty of trouble. We need you to roll up your sleeves and go down there. We need you to move 10 branches out of the way. And we need you to dig three underground toilets.
Because all the Bushes are getting indicted.
Now, are you an American or not? What's it going to be?
Yes, I'm American.
All right, well, you ready to do some work then? Some hard labor for your country, or you're going to be a pussy?
I don't know. It's a little tempting.
Pussy, huh?
Yes, sir.
Your goddamn pussy on your head, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're un-American. All I gotta say is move your ass to Georgia with all them other pussies. Do you know why the Indian River flows north?
It tears, boy.
Why does it flow north?
Because Georgia sucks. So it's time. If you ain't gonna work, get out of the goddamn state. Get out of state. Look, here's how it's gonna go. We got a Humvee coming down. Either you're gonna get on the Humvee and go down south to do some work, or you're gonna get on the school bus and go up to Savannah, Georgia with all the homos. Like
and
yourself.
Then go to Guantanamo.
And you're lucky we don't send you to Guantanamo either.
Can I ask who this is?
Oh, I told you this is. I forgot my name when I went FEMA.
Oh yeah?
Goddamn right. I'm so angry I forgot my name.
Jack
Frederick. I'm gonna go down there and push you around. Is what I'm gonna do.
All
right. Muss up your hair. Put my hand down. I'm gonna put my hand down your pants.
That's
yeah, that's right. I know you like that. You like the sound of that, boy? You got any black in your family?
No.
I don't know. You sound like you do. Well, then what? You guys going to sit there and not work?
Yep, pretty much.
Now go to hell. Get off my phone. Hang up.
All right, I will.
Hang up now.
Make your food stand,
hang up
boy.
Before I get angry. You don't want me angry. Yeah, bastard.
That's the first in prank calls where the guy actually says, hang the fuck. You know? That's over. Okay.
That was a try.
I guess, yeah, he has a South Florida cell phone number. I guess he moved up to Tallahassee. You know why? I bet you he's going to what's in Tallahassee? FSU or UF, Athena? Which? He's not going to Florida A&M because he's white.
No. I think it's FSU.
FSU, and yeah. So he's probably going to FSU. Well, I guess his parents don't have a house then. That's crazy. What name did I say at first? I forgot what my fucking name was.
I don't know. I was getting into laughing at your accent.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
My accent.
Okay, let's do one more call. Let's call the last number that I got confirmed, which is Mr. Dickie Tinkle in Tennessee. It was confirmed about over an hour ago, so I doubt the guy's going to call, but I'm getting ready to call on that because it's almost 1 o'clock. So we'll try this. Hopefully it works. If not, we're going to have to call on that. I'm sorry, everybody, but that's how it goes sometimes. Last call tonight coming through in just 1 second. Be right back with you guys. You're listening to The Madhouse on, I don't know, what are we, on PCU? Is that what it is?
PCU, damn it.
Is that where we're calling it now? All right.
Yes, sir. PCU, goddamn it.
All right. You tell him. Be right back. Hang on,
everybody. That's right, Sonny.
Hello.
How you doing there, buddy?
What can I do for you?
Well, good afternoon. Look, we're rounding up some people here to head down south to Florida. And we're going to do some work. Want to know if you're in on there, Mr. Tinkle?
I doubt it.
We're looking for some bathroom experts like yourself, Mr. Tinkle, dig some toilets.
Move
around some porta potties. What, aren't you an American? What's wrong with you? What, you some kind of Democrat?
Find you a job, punk.
I got you a blowjob.
Please enter your destination number now.
Fucking redneck bastard. Fucking
what a bitch.
Hillbilly redneck ass, racist ass. Whatever.
They didn't even want to work, damn it.
Whatever. Yeah, these gam. They're all talk. All talk, man.
A lot of blow, no show.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, I don't want to get into it. Well, you know what, Milkman, it's been a great show. I've done a great job, despite the fact that I knocked on the show the whole time. I think we had some pretty decent calls, and I think I have some pretty good material to rip and make some updates.
Those people you called, the collared people, that was, oh my God, that was great.
That was great. Indeed it was. So I'm definitely going to try to get
and
that
the Moldova call. My God, the international connection.
That was great, too.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
You got Primo out of that one, too.
Uh-huh.
Yay!
Yeah. Exactly. Well, as I said, everybody, continue listening to PCU. Even when there's not a show on in the evenings, you can hear the best selection of recorded print calls on here 24 hours a day. Other than that, be sure to check us out every evening. You're sure to hear some great live prank calls and live radio here. The finest in internet radio for sure here on PCU Radio. Again, as I said thousands of times tonight, thank you very much everybody who participated. All my callers today, Reclude, Da Dead, help me out here, Milkman. Who am I forgetting? Zolar called in tonight. We had our friend from
Phaser.
Phaser called in. Our friend from the not the Maldives, we're Moldova. Like, I forget.
Yeah, Moldova.
Yeah. Anybody I'm forgetting, I'm sorry. Lonesome Loser, thank you as always for the call, for the numbers. He's gone now, but I thank him. If he's listening still, possibly, thank you very much for everything you do. What else here? What else? What can I say? Yeah, MadHouseLive.com. Again, MadHouseLive.com. And KDKPrankCalls.com. That's the night. Milkman, thank you very much for helping out.
All right, baby.
Always,
man. It's
a pleasure.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Big thanks there to Madman, Dr. Lego, KDK, and everybody out there at PCU, because this is why we do it.
We do it for you. Oh, yeah, Reclude, of course. Reclude called in tonight, everybody.
Reclude.
We had a great call tonight also. Okay.
Not really, Sheffield Scram, Sonny, you bug me.
Exactly. Well, we're calling in tonight. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate everything you do. Have a great weekend. We love you all. We'll catch you here next week. And white power.
Bye, Ellie. I love you.